Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
It's a marshmallow world, marshmallow world, marshmallowing all over the world. It's a marshmallow world in the na 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 na. It's a marshmallow world. Na 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 na. It's the opening of the Todd Glass Show. Wow, it's so professional. Even the show's into my phone. It's like, what? And the music fades. Of course it does. Quickly. God damn it. It's funny, isn't it? Well, they think it's funny because they're unprofessional. You know what I should do to teach them a lesson? You know what I should do? You know what I should do? Start the whole show all over again. Nah, teach you a lesson. Sometimes you have to teach people a lesson. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. I do it into my phone. Here's the part where the song picks up. It's a marshmallow world and a marshmallow world. A mama, mama, marshmallow world. And a marshmallow. See, I got your email that said sing this song but act like you're drunk. And a marshmallow. By the way, to George Carlin, somebody gave me that idea. Well, that was a fun opening, don't you think? How are you? You're good? I'm in the room. John Brand Wagner is here.
Hey.
Eric Olson's here.
Hello.
Hello. We got a hello. I'm Eric Olson. Boom, 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 boom. And here's John Brand Wagner.
Hey.
Hey, girlfriend. Well, we went to the Adobe Theater tonight.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful theater. 3,500 people. And I opened for Louie, and so did Maria Branford, and so did...
Ian Edwards.
Excuse me, I almost choked to death. So did Ian Edwards. And the audience was everything you'd want out of an audience. A 3,500 seat room, well-behaved, energetic, silly, fun. David Foster bumped into me in the hallway. I didn't want to make a big deal about it. Anyway, all night long I kept saying to Eric, is that Jaden... Jaden Smith, right?
Yeah.
Is that Jaden Smith? I thought it was. He was in the green room backstage.
I kept saying no.
No. Not that it mattered, but I was like, I thought that was. That's what I heard. They keep calling him Jaden. He goes, no, that's not him. Then like 30 minutes later, I'm like, and John Brand Wagner, all he was so embarrassing. He was going over to the food. There's a table with food because there was an after party in Louie's green room. And there's food. Every time they look over, just shoveling chicken salad in his mouth. And he's whispering to Eric that I said it was okay. You don't bring a garden shovel over to the buffet and start eating into the bowls of... I hate to say I'm kidding, because of course I'm kidding. So anyway, hi, how are you? It's the opening of the Todd Glass Show. Today was Andy Wood, I don't know. And he was amazing. So much fun. So into doing the bits. I really enjoyed him today. We all did. You'll find out who's there when you listen to the show. Also, as always, what's going on here? You know, I'm not one to complain, but yes, I am. My phone, with the new app, my phone keeps locking up. So I'm making a recording, and then the screen goes to something else. I want to see the screen that records the phone, you know, with the what's it called? The voice going up and down. The modulator? I want to see that. That's how I know it's working. I want to see the numbers. I want to see the... I don't know what I want. I feel like this is the worst opening. Should I redo it?
No.
Okay. Someone sent me an email and they said, you'll like this song. It's something about like somebody smoking pot. I know that sounds lame, but it was actually a really good song. And now I lost the email. You know who you are. You're the only one person. You sent me in a song with something with like grandmom smoking pot or something. No, it wasn't that. It was now the new people listening to the show are going, oh, what does he do? He plays songs about grandmom smoking pot? What type of show is this? And I want to throw love to our website people. I really do. It's Computer King.
Computer with a K.
Computer King.
Computer
with a K.
Spelled with a K.
Computer King.
Computer
spelled with a K.
Oh, Computer King. I think they'll do other people's sites too.
Oh, yeah.
No, wow. So they do other people's sites.
Wow, professional. I love you, Computer King. Computer with a...
K.
All right, enough with that. All right, everybody, today's show is with Andy Wood. I mentioned that a minute ago, and Andy Dick was backstage tonight. He said he wanted to do the podcast. I'd love him to do it. I love his frenetic energy. And he was backstage tonight, and he's going to do the podcast like Tuesday, unless he says something come up. He was on once before. He was a lot of fun. He did bits. He's... got a frenetic energy. You know, he's Andy Dick. I'm sure he's done crazy things and probably done things that bothered people. But I love him. Maybe because I didn't have to deal with him all the years when he was doing, you know, and bing bang. But he's always been kind to me. Always had genuinely nice words. And And he was great when he was on the podcast before. And he was with a good group tonight. Mm-hmm. He was with his daughter, who was sweet and nice and kind. And then his friend was with him. And he had a good group with him tonight. They were all easy to talk to. Well, who gives a shit? What do I do, just talk because there's a recording device ahead of me? I mean, what do I have to say? If there's nothing to say, get the fuck out of the way of your show.
Did we finish the Jaden story?
Well, finally, I went up to him after the night was over because he was. I just thought he was someone had kids there, and I thought they were friends of his kids. You know, they looked like they were 16, 17 years old, a lot of them backstage, like 10 of them. And I was just talking to him at the end of the night just because I talked to everybody. And then I walked away, and Eric goes, that was Jaden Smith. I'm like, what did I say? Did I say something right?
You asked me about six times. Like, oh, no, that guy's not Jaden.
Yeah.
And I saw who he was actually pointing at. And I go, oh, yeah, him? Yeah, that's Jaden.
Well, he's very charismatic. Is that the word? Charismatic? Charismatic? Caramel.
Charismatic?
Charismatic. He's very cotton candy.
Close.
He did have a... He had good style. I liked his scarf. Cool shoes.
I think
I'm going to start dressing more like him. I'm very influenced by people that have a lot of money and they're cool. What an opening. John Brandwagon, there's anything you'd like to say real quick, real loud before you throw it? Do your friends listen to the show?
Yes, thanks, Mom and Dad.
No, who listens to the show that you know?
I have some friends in Denver that are huge fans of Todd Glass.
Is that true?
Yeah.
They live in Denver?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Steven is one.
Steven! Who else?
Matt Wickstrom's a good guy.
Yeah, he listens to the show?
Hell yeah.
Matt Wickstrom. Matt's funny. I've seen him.
Yeah.
I have. I know comedy. I'm out there. Not like some of these other fuckwalks. He lives in Denver?
Yeah.
And your parents? They don't listen to the show, don't...
They've listened to it.
Well, I feel bad because if they're listening, I want you to get more time. How about this? I'll give you 5 minutes to do anything you want. You want to do 5 minutes of stand-up right now? You know what bit you never do? The bit where we're going to put your headphones on and you're going to do a Beatles song.
This last podcast, we set it up and then...
We never did it. We should do it right now.
Oh, yeah?
Huh? No. Hey, guess what we're going to do? We're going to drop it at the end of the show. That's what's going to happen. When today's show ends, that's what you're going to hear. Well, I'm not going to tell you anymore now. We're going to put the headphones on. He's going to hear the song. You will not. He will sing along to it through headsets. That's going to be the way today's show closes. All right, now we're going to throw to the show. I'm exhausted. Enjoy the show, everybody. And remember, I'm serious about this. Go out and be nice to people. Go to the supermarket. Turn to people. Throw some good love out into the world. It's needed. And it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. How kind do I have to be? When it comes back, do you go, oh, the world's going to fall apart? And believe me, I think legitimately people are nervous. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mocking it. I just think you don't know how important it is when you don't go, look, well, we wait for things to change, or when we have to march, or when we have to petition or know the rules we're voting for. In the meantime, I know I can do this every fucking day. Otherwise, you're full of fucking shit. You're full of shit if you're not just going, yep, that's free. I can afford it. I don't have to start a cause. I don't have to, you know, it's easy. I'm not saying the harder things aren't important too. They're important too. But at least when you're in Vaughn's, throw some love everywhere you go. And if everybody does that, at least we'll feel this. Do you notice when you're out at the store lately, there is a lot of good vibes going around? So, Eric, you're looking at me like, why am I yelling? Oh, really? Okay. Anyway, that's it. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. La 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 la. I have neighbors. I bet they can hear me. I'm gonna throw to the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Thank you. Be nice. What are you doing with all that shit? Put it in the box. Is there a box over there we can put all that in? Oh, yeah, that's where I built boxes.
It's underneath the chair. That's fine.
No, I don't want it under the chair. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, it's gone.
No, it's gone. Yeah.
No, come on. I'm not crazy. Are you recording? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason there's a delay in tonight's show is Andy Wood came in with so many things. Keys and a book and he throws it around. Where is it now? Be honest.
It's under the chair.
Don't put it. There's okay. A box okay. Over there. Please. I'll
put
do it.
In the box.
Thank you. Eric's the only one that cares. No one else cares. No, if it wasn't for Eric, then I would just sit around and shake. All right, you can come in a little bit more.
I feel like it's in the box.
What box? Oh, shit, those dumb boxes. I told you not to put them there.
You have the box?
Come on in with the theme show. Hold on, I got something else I want to say. Then you'll come in with the theme. This just came to me. I saw Chris Angel. He makes a quarter appear. You know what? If you make a quarter appear, then how about at the end of the night, instead of passing around a hat for some charity, why don't you just make a lot more money appear? I think of these things. Eric said that right before the show. Enough of this podcast. Oh, what do you think? What do you think of my new opening? Jerry sits behind glass. It's a real show. He's in another room.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
John Brandwagner.
John Brandwagner.
Todd Glass Show.
That's me. That's me.
The show energizes everyone except me.
He used to fall asleep. The old guy.
Todd, 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 Todd.
has to get added to a song when he's here that we could use it. Hey, yes. JJ could not be here, or Gabe. They usually play trumpet for us. They truly are amazing.
I would have brought my trombone.
Well, I know how to do it. JJ and Gabe are here. Look at JJ and Gabe. They're both here, everybody.
Wow. Oh, no wonder I couldn't hear my voice.
Seriously, can I bring my trombone next time?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you hitting on me? No. I just don't. You know, it's an uncomfortable environment. whatever. It's always fun on the show. Andy, a few things.
Okay.
Maybe a few things, but no. But you'll weigh in. But I do want to say tonight off the bat, I think it's time, and I know the song. And Joe, I hate to give you a list. Joe does all the music for the show, and I met him in Portland.
Okay.
And that's where you're from, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Andy Wood has been on the show before. I would say most people that listen to the show, unless they're new listeners, might have heard you on the show. But you know why I thought you were perfect? Because I wanted a guest that I was really comfortable with. You know, sometimes you get comfortable with all guests eventually, but newer guests, you don't, or maybe it's someone. And then, so you called back. I was like, great, that'll be a lot of fun.
Thanks, man.
And Rory Scovel is banned from the show.
Oh.
And they're tweeting at me. They're like, unban him. But what he did. But you know what? I forgive him. I really do.
No,
I forgive him. No. Come on. No, he's a friend of mine.
Is he really? Is he though?
Well, he makes mistakes.
He does something.
Everybody,
he's your friend. He's your friend, and he does that.
He's banned from the show. Is his mic on over there?
Yeah.
Well, it's. It's people make mistakes, and all I'm saying, just listen to me out. Yes, he has to be banned from the show, but I forgive him.
No, guys. No.
If there's a reason he's banned, you shouldn't forgive him.
Yes, guys, thank you. Thank you,
Eric. He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that from you.
Well, now,
exactly.
Andy, hold on. Now, you're a pretty rational person.
No, I'm saying he doesn't deserve your forgiveness.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Andy's right.
Scum.
Scum. Rory Scum. Rory Scum.
No, come on.
Rory Scum. Rory Scum.
Come on.
Rory Scum.
Come on.
Rory
now he's a friend of mine.
Rory Scum.
No, he's not scum. He's not scum. He's not scum. Rory's a dear friend. Dear friends make mistakes. But you guys, wow.
Boo.
No.
Boo.
All right, well. Now, you guys overreact. I tell you the truth, I hope when you guys make a mistake...
I think we're underreacting.
Well, you do. Well, can I ask you a question? React how you want to react.
Fuck you, Rory Scovel! You piece of
God
shit!
God damn it!
Don't ever come back to this show!
No!
Who do you think you are?
Rory! Rory!
Fuck off, Rory.
God!
Jesus
damn it!
Get over here right now!
Rory was here right now. You guys can pull me back. You've
oh my god!
Me back.
Fucking!
I wish you would.
I'm not a violent person, but god damn that Rory!
Oh man!
Can I tell you what I did when you guys were doing that bit? Do you know what I did? I think most people know we do the show in my backyard in like a barn. But for new listeners, I'm very professional now. I bring everybody aboard. I turned on the big fan that I have outside as we were doing that bit. Because can you imagine like any of the neighbors hearing that what we just did? So the fan.
I agree with us.
Well. What if we heard from outside all of a sudden? Fuck, Rory Scovel. Okay, so listen. So I'm really happy you're here. Duncan, we're going to get... I think it's time, and I hate to give Joe McKenzie... Remember how we all went? Joe McKenzie's from Portland. I said, you're from Portland. And then we went all awry. Oh, I'm being so professional.
But then he said he was kind of from Portland. I want to know
we'll find out later.
It's not that interesting.
No, you know what? If you don't mind, could you tell us? Because I seriously would like to hear.
Well, I was born in Minnesota.
You were born in Minnesota.
To Michigan. And then briefly Chicago.
Oh.
Back to Michigan in fourth grade.
Wow.
Stayed in the same house in Ann Arbor for about 3 or 4 years. Still still stayed in Ann Arbor, but moved like three blocks away, just a better fit for the family, the five of us. Everybody had their own bedrooms and things. So that was eighth grade through the end of high school, right? Then I go off to college, upstate New York. That's nowhere near Portland or Michigan, right? After that, take a job briefly in Boston, but there's a training period in Tampa. You have to go down there for 3 months first, and then Boston. So Boston for 6 months.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if Boston's not as great as it sounds, right? I mean, it's a college town.
Yeah, college.
What's the point of being there?
Exactly.
It's the dot-com boom, so you want to get a taste of the dot-com boom.
I hear you.
Right? So, yeah, move out to San Francisco, chase my dreams, go out there for nine months. The company lays off half the
workforce. Crazy stuff.
The dot-com bursts, right?
Wow. 9/11 happens. Think about that.
What are you going to do? Take a defense job back in Boston or Raytheon?
That's
true. I don't want to work on a defense contracting job.
That is true.
Even though post 9/11, very secure job, you're not going to get fired from that, right? So then you're like, okay, my only other option is to go up to Portland.
So that's great.
Yeah. And I spent 10 years in Portland, 1 year in Seattle. I was writing trivia questions for an Xbox
I have no
game.
Time to okay. joke around. Let's do that bit in a while, and then let's do every blah, blah, blah we have except the one we agreed that we don't want to use anymore. And it's the one I did, so don't worry. I'm not offended. Anyway, coughity cough cough. So Chris and Brian listen to the show, right? You know more about them than I do, Eric. So they're having their five... No, they're like right now. Chris is who wrote us the email?
I believe Brian.
Brian did. So it's Brian and Chris. I'll say Brian and Chris. You'll say Chris and Brian. That way they're not listening, arguing. You know? Can you all say why doesn't he say my name first, honey? It just doesn't make sense. See, so you'll reference him as Chris and Brian. We'll go Brian and Chris. But guess what? Now I don't know if we have something special to play for them. But in the middle of acknowledging them. People are going to be so impressed how professional I am. I'm going to go back, but we're going to go back to talking about Chris and Brian.
Oh, and Brian and Chris.
Brian and right. We're going to go back to talking about Chris and Brian.
Brian and Chris.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Chris and Brian.
Brian and Chris.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, Chris and Brian.
Yeah, Brian and Chris.
Okay, great. So anyway, there. See, now they both – that, by the way, that works. That works. They're both happy right now. They're both sitting home. Chris and Brian, they're
Brian
both happy.
Chris.
Yeah Chris and Brian. Age. Yeah, Chris and Brian.
Brian and Chris. Brian and Chris.
Well, Chris and Brian.
Yeah, Brian and Chris.
Oh, hold on. So, and then I'm going to interrupt their little anniversary acknowledgement. Oh, we haven't even got started yet. Well, I'm going to do you so right, the two of you. You're going to smile so much your face is going to fall off. And Chris and Brian.
Oh, Brian and Chris.
And Brian and Chris's face will fall off.
So anyway, Duncan, I think it's time, and I don't mean to give Joe McKenzie a laundry list of things to do, remember? But for you to have a song, and I know the song. I'm not just saying the song, because that I would have just done and not told you, but I'm so excited about the song we picked. You're going to fucking love it.
Sounds good. Yeah, we follow each other on Twitter now, so things are getting pretty serious.
Ooh, Joe McKenzie follows me on
you follow
Twitter.
We should call Joe. We're going to call Joe McKenzie later in the show. So anyway, so that's what I wanted to say. I think you're going to like the song. Joe and I talked about it today on the phone. That's all I do is order songs for my kids. I'm like Jerry Lewis. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the row, there's a golden light and a sweet simple. Some of it. Who
this
cares?
Is why we want you to sing.
No, I feel like that's bad, though.
No.
Well, I was picturing too, like you actually having a telethon where you donated jingles instead of money.
These
like sorry,
Todd Glass just gave a jingle for the people with this. I'm trying to keep the bit funny without getting specific things they would have. So that's you're gonna like the song. Now back to Brian and Chris.
Yeah, Chris and Brian.
Yeah, Brian and Chris. So anyway,
Chris and Brian.
Happy anniversary! I want you, the two of you, to just really enjoy each other tonight. Like, go way out of the way. What should he do?
5 years.
5 years. Well, that's no big deal. But anyway, I just like that they like the show, and 5 years together, yeah, it is everything. You know what? No, any year, any time you're happy. If you're happy and you're in a relationship, every year later can be that's good. But people go, I've been married 40 years. Are you happy? I don't give a fuck how long you've been married. You married happy? Yes, I'm in awe of that. I know people that are happily married. It's not everybody, but I understand. You know, you understand the sanctity of marriage when you meet people that it's right for them. Mixed with that they worked on it.
And but it has to be right for them. It's not right for everybody. But I don't like when people go the other extreme. Nobody should get married. No, I understand the sanctity of marriage, but I just obviously, but just don't think you should have all the rules around it. But I get it. So it's your 5 years. Look at the two of you. Look at them. Aren't they adorable? They're adorable.
Oh my goodness.
They are. Look at them. They're listening. They're giggling. Your little baby likes to talk glass show, don't you? That's right. Oh, look at the two of you. Now you're smiling. Look. Oh. Grab each other and fuck! Anyway, so what was I talking about?
Chris and Brian,
right?
Brian and Chris.
So anyway, they're listening to the show. I said, right, grab them in there. Don't do anything. Just both enjoy each other. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be aggressive, but like I said, I want the show to be edgy. Happy 5 years. Do we have a song? Did we write a song for them or not? It's up to you guys.
Yeah, we all practiced.
No, did you? Because I've been having a problem because I asked you to write the song.
I know.
Did you really write it? You promise you did? Because I'll be able to tell once you sing it. But if you wrote it, that means that you really wrote it.
Of course, you wrote it. We all
you
practiced
asked me
it.
To do it, and I.
All right. I'm sorry. I get harder. I'm sorry.
I don't like that you don't trust that I would follow through on something I said I was going to do.
Okay, but. Hold on. All right, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay.
We rehearsed. We rehearsed.
No, it's just insulting when.
I'm sorry.
You email me and ask me to write a song, and I write back and say I accept. What do you expect me to do but follow through my promise?
Okay, hold on. First of all, just you don't even have to do this as part of the podcast. If we want to edit this out, I don't mind. I'm sorry. You did nothing to ever make me doubt that if you did something, and I get it. It's not a big deal, but guess what? Not everything has to be a big deal for me to learn to correct my behavior. And you were right that I doubted you for no reason at all.
It's just it's insulting you'd even ask me to do it. And then come back and assume that what I said doesn't even hold any. My word means nothing.
Okay.
That's all. Hold on.
Okay. I'm not. I don't want to make. You know when people apologize and then they make these excuses and instantly erase the apology? I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I want to be I made a mistake, and you'll see by my behavior in the future. You'll definitely be able to see that because I know what it is. Like, for what reason? People, their word is everything. And when I doubt your word with no legitimacy, I get it. Your ruffles get feathered. Will you forgive me?
No, I can't. I mean, this speaks to
a
genuine lack of faith in my moral fiber.
Can someone help me? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
should he forgive me?
No. I don't think so.
No way.
I mean,
guys, can I get down on one knee?
You know, this is kind of like what Rory did, and now you're going down that same path.
Now, we're connecting the dots now.
Please forgive me for
it's just crazy to think that you would.
Please forgive me.
Okay.
Can I tell you why I doubted you, and then I think I might bring some understanding to this?
Okay, let's hear it.
Those songs mean the world to me, and one time on the show, you could tell that sometimes. All right, don't get me. Sometimes a song that written about you when Joe does it, it really brings me out of a funk sometimes. I know it sounds crazy. And one time Chris Burden on the show said he wrote a song, but everyone was just obviously making it up on the spot. And it crushed me.
I get that.
And then I think that's and that's why. And I apologize. That's not you.
Right. You've been burned.
And I know some people probably think you're hard on me. You haven't been hard enough.
I understand, though. I mean, if that happened to me,
no, I
know.
Thank you for understanding. It was just they were doing it, and I was trying to hold back the tears because it was obvious they were just making it up. They were going around the room. I know when they do that. I know that trick. Hey, everybody. Yeah, we've done it on the show a few times. Mm-hmm. So we're well aware of it.
Right.
So what, Duncan?
Well, I was just going to say the one thing you don't joke about on the Todd Glass Show is jingles.
Like, thank you.
It's pretty open space, but jingles.
And songs. Especially when they're about me. This song, what did you write? A song about how much you appreciate me or something?
I mean, it was supposed to be about Brian and Chris.
Chris and Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, fuck them. No, you wrote a song about Brian and Chris?
Okay, it's okay.
I did get lost, but I bring the bit back. I keep bits going. I don't give up on them. So anyway, but you really wrote a song for them because...
Listen, I told you I wrote a song.
Remember the story that I just told you about me? Apply it to them. I make the bit work anyway. What I said about me, oh, one time somebody on the show, Chris Burden, it's all about them. So 2 years ago, they wrote me on their third year anniversary. And on the show, I asked Chris Burden to write a song about him, and he didn't. And then the story got out that they're sitting in their house.
So you've been burned, and Chris and Brian have been burned. Like they've
exactly, Chris. Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
If I were in your shoes or theirs,
do you want reverb
for the song?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little or a lot.
Just a tiny bit. Just like a little.
I'll give you a lot. You'll like a lot. Dry. Can I give you a lot?
I don't need a lot of.
Let
reverb.
Me give you
just a tiny bit.
Can we agree on something and we can get this out of the way? I'll give you a lot. If you don't like it, we can always.
No, just a little. I really don't need
try.
Much.
Can
I
ask you a question?
In my singing, I don't need to cover it with this studio trickery.
How dare you? Every time I sing, I start to reverb.
No,
like I don't need to cut. No,
for you, it's good.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let me give you a lot.
Todd,
how about we meet in the middle? I'll give you a lot.
I just need a tiny bit.
Let me give you a lot. Why is this so bad?
I
make it so nice. It's free.
The song speaks for itself.
How about I make it so nice in here with the curtain and everything? Let me give you a lot. It's not going to kill you. All right, I'll give you a little.
Okay, just
can I give you five littles?
Five little levers.
That equals a lot. See, I knew you wanted.
I don't need much. Just pretty dry. Ready?
All right, give him a little. Give him a little reverb, but not too much.
Okay. How about this?
So, and I want to say this before you wrote the. Oh, you don't have a piece of paper or anything.
When you ask me to write a song, you think I'm not going to memorize that song?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going down the same territory I went before. It was just when they were. You know, can I read you the email that they read to me?
Yeah,
they wrote
of course.
To me.
Yeah,
I have it right here. Dear Todd, I still love the show, but I have to admit, I know when Joe puts a lot of thought into the songs, and I could tell that last show that obviously Chris Burden did not write a song. I hate telling you this, but that's why I never did back 2 years ago. The only reason I'm telling you now, a song would sure go a long way. My wife had her whole body amputated from her head in a bad skiing accident. And one of those songs, well written, really, when they put the time into it, could really cheer up. Let's forget about 3 years ago, what happened then, 2 years ago, whatever I said. And I sure would like if your next guest would write a song. Hence, that's when I called you on the phone and I told you this. You've heard this before.
You read the whole thing to me.
And I just said, write a song. Write a song for them that you wrote about Brian and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Chris and Brian.
Brian and Chris.
Chris and Brian.
Chris and Brian.
Brian and Chris.
Sure. So let me sit back. Do you have an instrument?
No, I think I was just going to have Aristotle was going to accompany me on.
Oh, is it? And everybody learned it with you?
Yeah, you guys all learned it with me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something? I'm proud of you.
Well,
I love you.
I love you too.
Because Brian and Chris mean the world to me.
Chris and Brian, yeah.
So I'm just going to sit back. Can I find some good betting music? Would you like some bells?
Yeah, a little bit of bells underneath.
I'm not trying to fight you. I mean, if I can do something a little bit. So
we worked on it. We've got it down. You guys feel confident with how the song goes? Yeah.
Can you put a lot of reverb in
there? Should we tell them the title?
Okay.
Should we tell them the title?
Everybody gets reverb. Yeah, hey guys, everybody gets reverb.
Hey!
Merry Christmas.
Merry.
You just came early. We got reverb.
I got you all reverb. Usually Aristotle.
Hey!
Now, what I'm going to do, and I don't usually like to do it, but I'm going to give John Brand Wagner the mic because I'm not needed. In this,
Todd, you're always needed.
Is there reverb in every mic? I want to do a check. Hello, reverb. This has got to be right for Brian and Chris.
Chris and Brian, right, yeah.
Hello? A little less. I don't mean to be a dick about it. Two, 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 two.
Oh, you rehearsed too?
Is the reverb good? I wrote the song to sing to see if the reverb was okay.
Hey!
How's the reverb? How's the reverb? Okay, so I'm going to sit back and enjoy the song about Brian and Chris.
Chris and Brian.
Chris and Brian. All right. Count us off.
Chris and Brian, it's been 5 years. Oh, my God. We're so proud of
guys. I know you know what I'm thinking, but I
no, what do
you love it?
That was perfect.
That was the most beautiful thing. I really thought you weren't going to put any time into it. How did you all remember the words like that?
We met up like 2 hours ago and ran through
it. Wow. It's the Todd Glass Show with Andy Wood, everybody. I know what that is.
Andy Wood.
Oh, yeah.
The Todd Glass Show. Andy Wood.
Come on, we're doing it right.
Andy Wood. The Todd Glass Show.
I'm professional. Hey, guess what? Do you want to hear me sing Jingle Bells now or later?
Both.
Mm.
Yes. No, you don't. Don't lie. Oh, there's things I didn't even talk about. Don't lie. See, that's when I love pot. I'm going to be honest. Just put my guard down. The juvenile side comes out. You hear it right away. Well, all that was with me going, don't lie, with no tone or anything. Nuh-uh. Like one night I said nuh-uh when I was high. Just there, I go, nuh-uh. Because you're just, you're pure. You're more
tripping
pure.
Balls, dude.
I'm not tripping balls. What if my sister-in-law listens to this show? Why don't I slow down? Can I tell you what I usually do? I rush past this stuff. And I stopped doing some of this stuff for a while. But tonight, I want to talk about this. But this is everybody. And we want to give a nice shout out to Simon. Don't we miss Simon?
Oh,
Simon, he's the best.
Oh,
he listens. I said the day on the show, on the phone to him, I go, Simon, do you listen to the show? And he goes, of course I listen to the show.
Oh, he's so nice.
I'm
going to spend my first Hanukkah with Simon.
We are. Wow. Me and Eric.
You could,
yeah, watch your mouth. No, his grandmother listens to the show. Simon, what would you say? He interned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here. Big show.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, he was great. You know, anybody that wants to come and says, well, help. He edited with us. He got music clips together. He did a lot of things. He was great. Plus, showed up with his little, I'm not allowed to say it, but his potato that he used to smoke something out of. I don't know. I heard his dad listen to the show. I don't want to. That's why I'm lowering my jaw when I talk, so it's in code. So anyway, he's going to be. We're going to celebrate Hanukkah with his mom and dad and grandparents day after Christmas.
Is that when it's supposed to be happening?
I think that's just when they're having theirs.
Oh, okay,
but we're just going. But I love. We're going to Simon's. He's like, that's how awesome. Old Simon? Like 21.
If that.
Yeah, I think he might be 18.
I've never done Hanukkah. I don't know what that is.
Well, she used to work at the Improv.
Okay.
Oh!
Hey, Bo! Hey, she used to work at the Improv. Hey, I'll tell you that. Then her mother wasn't so bad. She used to carry around a can of Sprite. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? Yeah. Yeah? It's all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, her sister used to walk around with a poinsettia at Hanukkah. Anybody can come up with these. They're easy. Give one a shot. Duncan?
Her grandmother used to take the train.
Yeah. She was the type of girl that took the side road, if you know what I'm talking about, huh? And her grandfather was no help either. That's right. Anybody?
Andy Wood. I hardly knew her.
Andy?
Her uncle used to wear winter coats in July.
Was the type of guy that would take you to the diner in the noon. Nah, that wasn't a good one. The type of guy that would tell you to have a piece of cake at a diner.
Let's just say she took her dog to the park.
Let's just say when she ate broccoli, she wore a bib. Why'd that one get a shorter one? How dare you? The drummer who insults the joke. One, he gives it great. You do one and give him the best one in the world, and then you show him the one you give me. Like, it's the way I go. I don't think the drummer likes me. Like, you're on tour with doing a show, and go ahead, do one of yours.
Hey, I'm not saying she was a big lady, but she'd get her hair cut twice a month.
Hey, I'll tell you, he's the type of guy who likes to sniff shut up! I couldn't do one! I'm sorry to the listeners, I let you down. Please, I'll do an extra long show to make up for it. So anyway. Okay, so, I want to be professional. Simon, that was your shout-out. Shut up. Thanksgiving. I know everybody deals with it every year. I'm saying I'm not the only one. And I'm also aware to be sure that before you complain about some behavior that you're not going to turn around and do the same thing. I think that's a great life lesson, to always be obsessed with not turning around that behavior, because I'll tell you what it makes. And by the way, it's not – I had a good time at my house. I'll set this up, but then I'm curious to hear everybody's story. But it's not like – there's all different variations of dysfunction in family. Some people would see – we also have a lot of great things at my family. Like, we all still enjoy each other with all this – with all some of the stuff and some of the – turbulence, we all really enjoy each other a lot. Like, my mom, even my stepdad, like, hey, if he listens to the show, am I paranoid? Well, he knows. Like, deep down, if he had his headsets on right now, he knows. Like, sometimes they put me through some their own marital problems, and I get in the middle of it. But still, even at that, with all that, as tense as it can be sometimes and as mad as I get at him, when I get around him and he's in a good mood, I fucking enjoy him.
Yeah.
He's really funny, and he can be really fun to be around. He can be really silly, and I enjoy his son, like, you know. But they're, you know, in this marriage sometimes, and I get caught in the middle of it. So I'm trying to be the responsible for some happiness that I'm not supposed to be responsible for. But overwhelmingly, there are a lot of – but there's all different types of dysfunction. And I think your job is to show that you turned out, if you want to say, a little more better – there are words you don't want to throw around. But, like, even at the best, calling it better communication skills, which leads to less family dysfunction.
Yeah.
The more you're able to communicate. And I notice when you're older, you'll have everybody around you. You'll never be lonely if you're interesting and happy. Mm-hmm. Because people want to be around that. Your family won't want to be around it. I'm not talking about my family right now. But I'm saying everybody goes home to some sort of dysfunction that I think it is partly your job before you complain. I'm trying to be positive, and then, believe me, I'm going to start complaining. But to try to – it isn't your job to just go home and go, oh, everyone's crazy. Well, if you're so normal, why don't you be the one that tries to deal with it the best you can? But then sometimes it's harder and you give up. Because it's just too difficult for some people. Do you go home and deal with any of that?
I didn't go home this year, but maybe part of that's also just that you know that this group has known you for the longest, and they'll see right through any attempt that you make at changing, sort of. You know, that's how I feel. Like, I feel this pressure to be the same person I was when I was, like, 13.
That's interesting. I never put that even at the best of it, you still have, even, like, when you have families, like, you know what I say. I think when I say this, everyone knows pretty much what I mean. Like, you might complain, but you're like, no, I'm good. Even at those families, you have the hierarchy, and to some of that stuff still exists. Like, my brothers started telling a story about when Spencer could drive already, and Michael, he had to go out with Spencer to learn how to drive. Mm-hmm. And that should not be between two brothers that are 2 years apart. The one that thinks he's king shit, trying to teach the one, you're not doing it right. Meanwhile, Michael could have been doing it better.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but they still remember that with details. They start talking about it, and Michael's like, no, you wouldn't let me. Like, they're still holding on to that subconsciously. We all do, and does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So fuck them, right?
You don't. Yeah, the dynamics don't change.
But here's the thing. So we had a really good time. People asked me, how did it go? I'm not going to tell them some of the turmoil, because everyone has it. I talk about what went well. Mm-hmm. And Christmas Day was fun, but it was a lot of fun. My mom met these new friends, and they're just so interesting, and their kids are interesting, and it really made Thanksgiving great. My friend Meg came with her son. Christmas Day was great, but Thanksgiving, yeah. Thank you. That's what I'm thankful for you remembering that I was telling a Thanksgiving story. I was the same way as my family. What I'm about to complain about is just aesthetic stuff, so it's no big deal. And I realize it's better to tell the story by going, I was the same way as them. I learned it from when I was in a relationship for 14 years. I like that this rubbed off on me. They eat, and they don't really, the minute they get there. And by the way, I just set it up real good. I'm always thinking, if they're listening to the show. Right. I think if my family's listening to the show right now, they should be happy, because I'm throwing a lot of love their way. They, by the way, if they had a podcast, they'd have just as much shit on me. I get it.
Oh, man, that's a podcast to pitch.
Right. Oh, I can imagine my mom, what she would talk about. So
I get it. Every big podcaster to have one episode where their parents take it over for the episode, and they get to just, like,
wow.
Answer.
Oh, my God. That might be something. By me saying it on this podcast, by you saying it, it'll remind me to write it down and take credit for it. So, I think that's fair that I say that. But I think it's good that I may pretend they're listening, because just in case they are, take your time, say things right. It doesn't mean you have to lie. It just means say things right and clear, and go out of your way to. And I think I painted a pretty good picture, actually, overall. And my mom is interesting, and like I said, some of it's just the stuff I don't need to get into, a little bit of their stuff that I get caught in the crossfire. But, you know. So anyway, they eat and they come in. Like, I used to eat the same thing. Like, you eat the minute you get to someone's house. If we all my mom's friends, because they probably all were like her, you walk into the house. If dinner's not on the table in 15 minutes, it's like, what the fuck's going on? I forgot about that. Like, you didn't go with hors d'oeuvres. We never had hors d'oeuvres growing up. And by the way, hors d'oeuvres sounds like a fancy word. It could be whatever you put out. Some people can put out a cold pizza, and yeah, it's just something to snack on. So let's enjoy each other for a little while. I was the same way. Really was. Like, we go over to someone's house, and they would go, oh, we better peel the potatoes. Me and my family were like, what? We're not going to – you haven't even made them? Like, we're supposed to have hot food on the – because at my house, that's how it was. When people got over, their food – and I liked it that way. Dessert, the minute – the meal was over, you clear the table, and you put out the dessert. Well, you wait an hour. When Chris wanted to do that, I'd be like, but now I love it. So they came in, there was enough food and hors d'oeuvres, but then they were just congregating around the turkey. I'm like, go enjoy each other. I did say that, like that, jokingly. Yeah. I'm like, go enjoy. Hey, look at you, you're just hoovering around food. You all had, there was cheese, there was hummus. No one starved. Go be with everybody. And I said it joking like that, and everybody laughed, but they knew I was serious because it was true. It's like, what, do we have nothing interesting? Are we a boring family? You're just hovering around the food? Once we eat, what else would there be? No one, and you all know it. Nobody starved. You know how I know it? Because I'm not starved. I ate the same you did. Hummus, like I said, there was cheese. Yeah, yeah. There was enough stuff. Apple cider was on the stove. So finally they did. I wanted them to wait for my friend Meg. I wanted her to be there and eat. Then they eat, and they just put it on their plate. They're not even caring about presentation. But blah, blah, blah. And they could, one could go sit in the corner and eat it, staring at the wall. They're eating. Put it down. Like, make. So I said, the living room, the dining room, because there were three tables set up, the house looked great. My mom did a great job. The house, I put one of those, what are those shows called where you freeze, where everybody freezes? Not the show.
Freeze tag?
No, Mannequin Challenge.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we did one, and at first I didn't want to do it. I thought, no, that's what other people do. I don't do that. And we did it, and I wanted to do it two more times. It was fun. We have one of those, and we're having a really good time. Everybody was really funny. But then the food, just like they would just snort it up. Like, you heard the background noise, and then you could hear my family come over and start eating. This is an actual recording. This is an actual recording at my parents' house. This is everyone. This is my family. I'm not lying.
You brought the recorder with you.
No, I put the phone out on the table. No one's talking.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah. Is there sleep apnea in your family?
No, they're eating so fast. Picture 6 feet. The only thing good about this, turn that off for 1 second. We'll turn it back on. But that I said the dining room over here, the dining room, because there was a table in the living room, the kitchen, there was one in the dining room, because there was 22 people. And everybody had a place to eat. Everybody had a chair. It was just, you know, you could go sit wherever you wanted. I said, dining rooms, no soda cans. No one argued. So at the table in there, everyone had no soda cans. It looked great. I had a great group. Everyone that was in the dining room, they were all like, well, every table would have been a great group. I loved everybody that was there. With all the dysfunction and with Steve and his stepson and my mom, they're friends, they're not friends. When they're all together, I actually really enjoy everybody. Mm-hmm. But then they're eating. It's like, oh, this is just us. Picture, but no soda cans.
No soda cans.
Picture this, but with no soda cans. Are you picturing it? This is them. This is honestly the recording. Hey, guys. Oh, you can hear me in the background. Hey, I just shot my new Netflix special. Is anybody? Guys, come on. Did I try to enjoy it? Did you see the Christmas tree Mom put up on the deck? Did you guys see the Christmas tree that Mom put up on the deck? It looks really cool. Did you see the stone that Steve put around the fireplace? It looks really nice. Guys, did you see this? Guys! How's the food? Guys! I can't listen to it anymore. That's really them. That's honestly them.
Wow.
Where did you go for Thanksgiving?
I had a friend in town who had people over to her place, and we all just brought over one dish. And everybody talks about how they miss going back home for the home-cooked meals. Like, the last couple of years I've done this sort of friend thing, the food's kind of been better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like people, everyone brings one thing. It's
well,
like
one thing they're good at making.
Or they focus on making one. Yeah, I don't
no,
know.
I'm used to a lot of the things that just tell everybody what you did.
I laid in bed all day and watched football.
No, the best part about it. What did you have for dinner?
What did I have?
You said a Hungry Man turkey dinner.
Well, I don't eat meat.
Well, you said you had a Hungry Man Thanksgiving dinner.
No, I did make something.
Maybe that wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
Jesus, I'm sorry. No, I thought it was. I thought you said... No, edit that what?
Edit that in.
Edit that in. I thought that you said you had a TV dinner or something, like a pre-made dinner.
No, I had yams. I made yams and something else.
Wow.
I bought everything at the store, but I didn't make the stuffing because I got lazy.
Oh, that's what you said. You said it looked too difficult. Stovetop stuffing?
Yeah.
It's not that hard. You add water and
boil water.
Little water and spit.
You know how long that takes?
That's what my grandfather used to say. I think he just was angry at my grandmother. I saw him spitting in the stuffing. He goes, yeah, you got to add 8 spits of spit. I remember like it was yesterday.
The recipe calls for 8 spits of spit as the unit of spit.
So where did you say? Oh, you had
it
in.
It was at, my friend just has like an apartment and had 15 people over probably.
There's also, I've learned something else that you need. And by the way, it's also a great. I'm going to give some people a few tips on Thanksgiving right now. Do you mind?
Sure.
Number one, I learned this.
Wait, do you have intro music for this?
We don't actually. We decided to say goodbye to the intro music. But we do have this bit. This is a bit, basically. Would you say this is a bit that I'm about to give some Thanksgiving advice for how to cook a
segment?
A segment? Oh, this is a bit then. So play this. This next bit is about a bit. Don't we have a song? Like, we should get a generic song that whatever bit I'm going to do, it makes sense for it. Oh, here it is.
This next bit is about a guy who does something.
That's me.
And then somebody does something else, and then something else happens.
That's the...
And then somebody does something else, and then something else happens. And everybody...
Okay, so that's appropriate. So, here's what I learned. You can serve stuffing in the turkey at room temperature if you have boiling hot gravy. Now, what do you say to the people that don't want gravy on it? It's still going to be good. But that's what I heard. That's not your goal. But if this is what my friend Mike Seuss's mom, I learned from her. If the gravy is so I usually have two things on the table. There's these things you can buy. They're cheap, and you put the gravy on it. Like it could be, it's just under a little flame.
Oh, okay,
it's like a little it's like a little Sterno can, but it's just for one gravy. It's like a little miniature one, and it keeps it boiling. So no matter what, and also have cold dishes. Like the easiest way to not think in last minute, pull this out of the oven, and also clean dishes. Nothing clean at my family. Everything's, there's cheese and schnickerdoodles on there. Oh, that, your grandmother made that. She that's great. What that is, that's green beans with chocolate chip cookie dough. That's grape beans, 7-dish cheese casserole, pandoodle dip with a layer of pandoodle chicken and 18 slabs of bacon put into the blender, turned into a beautiful hummus.
And three spits.
But I learned have clean, not even if it's hot, have a clean, if clean hot green beans or just some, if you, you know what I mean clean, right?
Yes. Now,
doesn't have to have sauces. Cold is great. Like my friend Gina, great thing. All it is green beans. You could buy basically if you didn't know how to make it, but it's oil and vinegar and some garlic and it's just cold green beans, but they're so good. That's great.
Crispy. More,
a salad is great. You can put that on the table. Yeah. I'm a big believer. I like to have the salad and prolong the dinner. Just prolong it. Eat salad and then take like a 10-minute break and then wait and then just go slow. But anyway.
I like it.
Nothing with them. They just...
I heard. It was shocking, the sound.
Anyway. So I think that's the show. Oh, by the way, what the hell? I can't sneak in something.
We got to go. We got to wrap it up.
Sneaking something like when I'm talking about, like, I like to do things just on the serious shows. But what if I have something on my mind? I don't want to wait 2 weeks to get it off my mind. I can throw it in now as long as I don't do, like, 20 minutes in a row, you know.
Right.
So I just sneak it in now. I get this out. Then 30 minutes from now, I'm like, yeah, I got something else. But the protesters, the way they're mocked, like, I get it. there's people. How come I get it? That, you know when I start to get really mad? When I figure out how do I got, how do I figure it out? And, you, and I'll give you like one example, but you'll get it. Once I tell you an example, you'll be like, oh, I see. This happens all the time. Yes, there are people there that are just there. They don't care about the protest. It's a party to them. I get it. But that's not the majority. And just they see those on the news. I sometimes see somebody on the news and I think, oh, they're not really. They're there. They're dragging them away, but they're not really there. But they stop wars. People, that type of, so you have to remember just because you see some of that, and that's when I scream, how come I figured it out? How come I can go, oh no, that's a percentage, but how come other people, they mock rioting, they mock it. They like, they don't think, they, that protest. Shit gets shit, mocks protest, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, mock protest. They, don't you, do you know what I mean? Like, they sort of think like, like.
Yeah, but I guess it's easy to get cynical about it. It just because it has worked sometimes, but it's also not worked so many more times. And the older you get, the more you've.
But thank God for women that can vote that somebody didn't stop it because it didn't work right away. Usually it works. It gets attention to a cause.
Yeah, so I got, my friends went downtown for it, and I was just like, ah. But then I think if everybody had, if everyone who had an inkling had gone down and it had like a million people, it would have been.
We can, by the way, that's why, not get into it, but that's what I thought. If, and this, don't worry, this will be like literally 20 seconds. If you have to start figuring out some things that, you know, everything happens for a reason, universe turns for a reason, I was hoping that that's what, if so many people didn't want Trump in office, that get involved because people can take the streets and do wonderful things.
Yeah.
And they have. That's the thing. They have. Not just one. Like we know. We know, growing up our whole life, we always learn about stories when people overtook right. situations, went into the streets, forced things, to, good things have happened. My brother said the other night I was talking about this, he goes, yeah, well, it ended the Vietnam War. Now, my brother's a teacher and a pretty smart guy, so what is he talking about? Like, did they protest and did that put, does anyone know here?
It certainly brought a lot of attention to it.
I'm sure, yeah, just that's how people became aware that it was an unpopular war, was that there were constant protests. I thought there wasn't like one thing where someone went to the protest, saw it, was like, all right, I'm signing the end war papers now.
It just took constant.
Well, another thing too is there was more freedom for journalists to actually like cover at the front line, so like people would like see on TV like what actually was going on, and like a lot of people are saying like, oh, this is like a bad situation for everyone, like kids are dying for no reason and like people, innocent people are getting killed, like, and seeing that in your living room, you're like, oh, maybe I should be against this thing instead of just
This was going to be a fun talk. No, I understand what you're saying, but this is not a political show, nor do I intend it to be. Now, you seem like a guy, let me be honest, because I think I had bad journalistic skills there for a second. You don't totally agree with me. You think you see protesting and you sort of do.
I think you're right, but I just get cynical because, I mean, I sort of...
But what if I wasn't around and someone tried to take you the other direction, that protesting is a waste? Do you think they could get you to go down that path, right leader?
No, I mean, I could be talked into the whole, like, well, maybe you have to have a specific thing instead of just protesting the election itself. But there's merit in because it's showing the world that we don't.
By the way, I'm glad that you're saying this because you know what I said a long time ago about people that most people that have a problem with protesters, they usually.
Yeah.
I'm not on your side. I didn't go down
because I'm lazy. I'm taking responsibility.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying most people that are cynical about not cynical, but like. You know, they should do – you said that. You said, oh, no, that's good too. But there are people – that's – now I got my thought. There are people that go, well, you shouldn't be protesting that. They're the same people that go, well, we got starving kids. Why are you trying to help a dolphin? You know what I found out about someone that doesn't understand, someone that wants to help a dolphin instead of a child? They have no cause. Because if they did, they would understand. A cause just comes to you. Sometimes it's a dolphin. Sometimes it's cancer. So I know one thing about someone that doubts somebody's cause. They have no cause. Because if they did, they would know exactly how they got their cause. Right. And they would know that's exactly how the other person got their cause. Anybody doubting it, going, oh, that should be more important. You go, oh, what's your cause? Unless they lied, they'd go... Well, I mean, I vote in the right way. No, you don't have a cause. Yeah, you don't have something you march for and get people together for and go make signs and whatever you do.
And if that was the logic, then everybody, there would just be this hierarchy that we would get published of which is the most important cause, and that's all anybody would work on, and then nothing else would get done.
Right.
So what, is that the world you want? The top thing gets the...
They asked Prince the same question. They said, well, you know, you're doing all these charities for animals, but what about, you know, children? And he... And he goes, look, compassion's an action word. You just got to do.
Wow. I like that. Prince said that?
Yeah.
Makes me forgive him for his shitty music. No, I say what's on my mind. I say what's on my mind.
You didn't hear?
I mean, what happened?
Oh, he died.
Oh, okay. Well, Purple Rain is a good song. No, it is. I saw a guy do a song parody of it. Purple Stain, Purple Stain. I didn't mean to get it on my dress.
Oh, my God, is he here?
That was really it. That was really a song parody. So anyway, that is funny about the Criss Angel thing that you said. You went to see him perform.
Duncan said it first.
Oh, Duncan? And he's making money appear and all that. Right. Well, and then they want money for a charity. Well, make more money appear. Oh, it's... By the way, they don't say it's magic. They say it's an illusion. Is he still trying to say it's magic? Because if they try to say it's magic, I'll punch them in their fucking face. If they say it's illusion, I fucking admire it. I go, oh, yeah, that's not still amazing. Like, that sleight of hand is crazy. It's just saying I'm illusionist. It makes you look, you know what it is? It's making you look not like a fucking cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. You're not a magician. Now stop it. Now, here's the thing. Does he say he's a magician, and do I look crazy, or does he call himself an illusionist?
I'm pretty sure he calls himself a magician.
Well, bah, bah, bah. Wrong sound effect, John Bran Wagner plays a chicken. It makes no sense at all. So anyway, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah, after we ate, we did a sort of makeshift.
I like how he answers.
Oh, I thought you wanted
to. No, you
are,
but it's good. You go right back.
Like, I remember there was something we did after the meal that was good.
My favorite thing on the show is if you ask somebody something and then you move away from it ridiculously and you go back to it after 10 minutes and they just snap right back into it. Oh, my Thanksgiving was good.
But I had something because I remembered I wanted to say
that. What happened at your Thanksgiving?
We had.
You want reverb?
Yeah, sure.
Put him a little reverb. I don't give a shit.
This reminds me of what we were.
This is your Christmas reverb.
We were in a loft, so this fits.
Thank you.
A friend's loft. And I brought over a projector because she had no, just like an empty giant loft room. And we set it up and looked up YouTube karaoke videos, and they had a bullhorn. So we were just doing like bullhorn karaoke along with YouTube karaoke stuff playing on the projector through the stereo. It was pretty great.
Bullhorn karaoke would be like, hold on, I got it.
Does this work?
No. Is that?
Hello.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey there.
All that for that. Anyway, that's my life. Welcome to my world.
We did do Hey There, Dang, 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 Dang.
Hey there. Remember that other song we go?
Hey, put your hand and you're nowhere to go. And you're mad 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 and you're nowhere to go.
I got a show to do. So, food and eating, put hands on the wheel. Put hands on wheel.
That was your flight yesterday.
What?
With Daniel?
Oh. Ugh, forget about that. We're good. That's too common. We will talk about that on a serious show. By the time I'm done that, I'd be in a weird mood. I heard somebody's opinion from the other side, and it was good to hear.
They were dead?
Yes.
John Edwards.
I heard somebody, you know, we don't know because we circle ourselves, but you know that when you get to hear, like people,
the
comedians
bubble.
Go, I go home, yeah. I got my family. I hear the real world.
Yeah.
It's so important to know. That's why I think sometimes you shouldn't bark too loud because you won't make them comfortable. It's very powerful to know what they know. It really is, and it's important. And you don't get to let them talk. It doesn't matter if they're wrong. They need to be comfortable to talk. And then we learn. I'm glad I knew that and remembered it, and I used it to my advantage. And on the Sirius show, we'll tell that story. I'm getting fucking good. So good, people are getting pissed off. Even Eric's over there. He really
How
knows.
How do you do that?
He's driving it that way. Well, because to George Carlin, I'm being honest. Oh, wait till you see. It's going to be great. What do they think over there? What's confusion? Oh, there's two George Carlin, two amazing ones. I'm glad I know it. And when they said it, I knew they're not the only one. I didn't just meet somebody that was saying something that doesn't represent a lot of people. It did. Otherwise, I wouldn't be repeating it. If there was a guy on the side of the road who was had a it was one person drooling on the side of the road going, ah, I wouldn't be going, oh my God. No, he represented a lot of people and I needed to know it. So anyway, that's that.
Wait, what did he say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not telling. I'll talk about it on the serious show. He said, you want me to tell you? No. It's not. No, because who cares right now? It's enough. People like suspense. They're like, I'll wait. This is fun. What will it be? And then on the opening of a show, I go, listen up Monday. Remember those two things we heard from the other side? We have. Ooh. You want to play the Y game?
Yeah.
Do we have an intro to that, this next bit? Do we have an intro to this next bit? Go ahead.
This next bit is about a guy who does something, and then somebody does something else, and then something else happens.
Thank you, Rob, for this song.
Somebody does something else, and
Rob Eisenberg.
Else happens, and everybody laugh, 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 laugh.
Okay, so what are you going to do tomorrow? Yeah.
Swim practice.
Why?
So there's a swim meet this weekend.
Why? And you have to answer. Right. Never give up.
Never give up.
I'm a kid, and I'm your stepson. And can I tell you, you've already been not so nice to me. Now I've come back into your life, and I'm your stepson, and you need to give me the love to make up. Don't be short with me at all. Why? Oh. Why? What was the last thing you said?
As the swim meet.
Why?
I want to see if I can get my fastest time.
Oh, why? I'm trying to act better.
Right. This is sincere, right? You want to real answers?
Yeah, why?
To see if I can defy age, to see if... Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't like the idea of dying.
Why?
Because then you're not around anymore.
Why?
Because the death is the end of existence and perception.
Why?
That's how the world was created.
Why?
I don't know if we can get bigger than this, can we?
That's where you stop. That's where you wave your hand and you go, I'm out. Okay.
Five questions, six questions?
Hi, are you my dad's friend?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I sell cars.
Why?
To pay the mortgage.
Why?
So the family has a roof over their head.
Why?
Because that's my responsibility.
Why?
Pass.
What is your name?
Oh, hi. I'm.
You can be yourself.
I'm Duncan.
Oh, what do you do? Where do you work?
The women's media company.
Why?
I kind of fell on like hard times and was desperate for a job, and it happened to be.
Why?
Well, with the way the global economy works now, like corporations from across seas can actually buy out smaller companies and have reductions in their
workforce.
Why? Shooting his load.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something I've spent a lot of time studying. It was like a personal experience I went through.
Why?
That's a good question. Like, is there a reason why something put us here, or is there no actual structure behind all of it, and are we living in complete chaos? Like, that's just a good question that I think we all kind of ask ourselves.
Why?
I think that's just like the core of the human experience, I guess, is kind of like, what's our purpose here? Like, what am I going to leave my mark as? And yeah, that's why.
Duncan won, everybody!
The last bit was about a guy who did something, and then somebody did something else, and then
Can I tell you something, the truth, so you trust my judgment?
Yeah.
I give that bit a C minus. Not on me. It's boring.
It's interesting.
Why?
I just got B plus, I think, right?
No, why?
Because a tag was a callback to earlier part of the bit.
Why?
Because in comedy, sometimes people like to have something pay off later that they're familiar with.
There you go. And I produce it into a piece. I'm a professional.
The last bit was about a guy who did something.
Did you think that bit honestly was bad?
Yes.
Why?
Because it wasn't very good.
John Wagner messed up, everybody. I needed that cue, and he couldn't find it. I've covered for him up to this point. How about that, John Wagner? Boo! Come on, leave him alone, guys. He's a professional.
Look at Rory Scovel over there. Look at
no, this. Stop it. Stop
up.
It, guys.
Oh, my God.
Aristotle, especially you. Come on, we should be nice. We shouldn't be. Come on, Eric. You're the most supportive person here. No, what do you mean it's bullshit? You don't know what it's like.
I'm trying to cover for somebody.
Come on. I'm going to tell you right now, guys. I hope you never make a mistake like that. No.
I made no mistake.
Come on, Andy. You, at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival the first
someone
year.
Someone makes a mistake like that, they're done.
Oh, come on. I think you guys are being too hard on me. You know what? Maybe you're right. Pay attention. These guys run a tight ship. I don't give a shit. I want to be so professional in this show. I want to stop, take a deep breath. Is everybody good? I'm revving very high. Pull in a little.
Yeah.
You'll relax me.
I'm doing well.
You're doing okay?
Sure.
Okay. I want to take a deep breath. How long have we been going?
An hour.
Wow.
Why?
Well, because I like to do long shows.
Why?
Well, it just seems like an hour is when I take a deep breath and I relax and then I do the show. It really is.
For Why? About,
well, I think a lot of it's just because I have... It's when I just feel relaxed and I feel like...
Why?
Probably because I get... Find my stride. I get comfortable with the guest and the situation of that night. Every night has a different energy.
Why?
I don't know if it's in your head or if it's something to do with the turning of the universe. It could be just the pressures of that day from you. But
Why?
Every day... let me finish, sir. Every day... Son... Well, every day, you know, is a different thing. So you never know, like, how you're going to feel on one night. So tonight, what was your question?
Why?
Why? I proved that's the problem with you, kid. You don't really have any questions.
We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show.
That's me.
He reads us a poem. We're lucky to know him. We're grateful to Aristotle and his use of reverb. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show.
Did you write down that game I came up with?
La 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 la. See, I can sing. That's like pop music. Wait, what game?
Lightning round, lightning facts.
Oh, that's right. But what are the facts we're going to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Just lightning facts in general.
Right, we have a jingle for that. Do you have a jingle for this bit? All right, we get the joke. See, I'm professional. Everyone thought I was going to play the whole song, and then when I didn't, they went, he knew. That's all it needed, 2 seconds. I haven't been feeling too good, I'll be honest.
What's wrong?
Well, honestly?
Yeah.
Well, James Adomian is still mad at me. Just because we do impersonations on the show a lot. I always thought they were harder to do.
They're not that hard.
They're not, right?
Yeah. I mean,
so, don't get me wrong. I still think James Adomian does great impersonations, and he does find little nuances here.
But
who
doesn't? You know?
Like everybody, like if you go, everybody, we did that last week, Ray Romano, right? Hey, it's Ray Romano.
Got a tall John
Rhoda. Ma. Everybody loves me. Deborah. So anyway, like that's easy. And so he's a little upset because he says, you know, you guys, can't that be my thing? You know.
Well, yeah, but it could be everybody's thing too. They're so easy.
What do you do? Which one do you do that you didn't tell us about? It just says, hey, today I just threw, what's the one out of nowhere? I just threw this name at him. I go, without any rehearsal, who did I tell you to do?
Get to the chopper.
Come on.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Get down. Get down.
If you want to leave. I am the governor.
Get down.
The governor.
Related to Kennedy's by marriage.
I'm the governor. Get down.
Never get me down.
I was stick around for a while.
Pump me up. Pump me up. So they're easy, so I guess he's mad? I don't know. We do them all. What was the other one? I remember Duncan today out of nowhere, because I'm like, I love to just sit around with these guys and go, do this person.
Hey, I'm Regis Philbin. Hey, look at me, I'm Regis. Hey, I went there. Hey, whoa. Hey, Notre Dame football.
Notre Dame.
Wow. Have you ever
wear shiny ties?
I went into the McDonald's. Of course I did.
Kathy Lee. That's crazy.
Kathy Lee, where's Notre Dame? Kathy Lee saw Notre Dame.
Final end.
Have you seen that?
What is your...
Hey, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. I can't take it anymore. Where's Kathy Lee? So they're easy, and he's upset now. That is an easy one to do. That's a fun one to do because we do it. You do it spot on. It's not. That's one of the. Hey, it's Regis Philbin. How about a 2%, a 1%? I do Regis and Bernie Sanders.
Regis and Bernie,
never do Regis and Bernie together. 2%, a 1%. Don Rickles. So I guess he's mad. So I don't know what to do. Do you do any?
I think it's Phil the Bird.
Do one, and we'll see if we can do it. If we all can do it.
Like, yeah, everyone knows the Christopher Walken. Like,
everybody.
I have a strange cadence when I speak.
Because I'm Christopher Walken.
Like, I put
Debbie. Debbie,
punctuation in inappropriate places.
Scripture.
Hey,
I gotta have more cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell.
The remote.
Tuck.
Hand me the remote.
Sounds like a garden hose being held together for a while.
I'm Christopher Walken. I mean, real time. I try to do it.
I'm Christopher Watkins going to the Watkins.
Well, I'm trying. I'm Christopher Walken.
I'm a walking
closet. So I guess he's mad.
Walking here.
I mean, it's so easy, especially because doing an impression of somebody just requires you to talk the way they talk. And, you know, most of the time when people talk, they just say what their name is. Like, when I walk around, I usually just say, I'm Andy Wood.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Wood.
So, hey, everybody, like, I'm Todd Glass.
So that makes an impression of you easy.
Oh, I got one.
What?
I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, everybody. Boom, 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 boom. You do it.
Train coming.
It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine till I'm at the end. Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Cash. Boom, 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 boom. Hello, everybody.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Boom, 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 boom.
I ain't never had to drink no water like this.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Well, boom, 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 boom. So
it gives me chills.
So he's.
It does give you chills.
It's like seven of them.
What's weird about Johnny Cash is you can do it so spot on, and it's not that hard. What?
Oh, he died.
Oh, is that true? 2016?
No, he didn't. I'm not a moron. I just saw him on the MTV AMA Man and Moon Man. I could probably sing a little bit of the man. I could do a little Johnny Cash. I know one of his songs.
Would you?
Love is a burning thing. It makes a fiery ring.
I fell into a ring of fire. I go down, down. You know what? You want to hear Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Do you really?
Huh?
Do you think it's rude that I should sit here and sing Jingle... Oh, by the way, that bit's over. Do you think it's rude? You know what? Yeah, thank you. Why not? That was a great bit. If that was on Netflix, people would love it. That's my new thing. I hate this cord under the table. I want to knife my knee because it's hitting it. To teach both my knee and the cord a lesson to be Velcroed up under the table. And who I blame for that? Somebody. Well, let me really get into it. I don't want to... You know, maybe should I go up and sing it?
Do you want reverb?
I don't know. I want to do it good, though. I don't want.
I'll give you some reverb.
Okay, for my
little reverb.
Give him a lot.
Nah, I'm gonna give you a lot of reverb.
Is this okay, have, like,
two.
All the missing
a lot of reverb. Two. I'm gonna try it. Will you all sing along when I tell
sure.
you?
Yeah.
Do you want an intro? I'm having a good time. I hope you are.
Sure. Yeah.
These bits are dynamite. No. I know. I've been around. Been around the block. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, I thought it was good, but not great.
You're wrong.
More like Sinatra, I should do it. What if I had drums? And if you guys were backup chorus, it might be nice. Put some reverb in everybody's mic and help me out. I'm going to try to do it more like Frank, but I'm not going to get close. Start it from the beginning. Do you, on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you think I'm doing?
12.
Are you just saying that?
I think it's better than Frank. Why are you going to go down a notch?
Well, that's a good point. Now, you have a musical ear over there, so you'll be critical. What do you think?
You sound like a more handsome Tony Bennett.
Wow. I guess that is true if you say it. Now, you run the Bridgetown Comedy Festival, so you know about bookings and events. What do you think? I could do, like, theaters or something? Or what do you... Like, I don't even understand.
It's hard to even tell because we've never seen anyone submit with this level of
skill
and talent.
Wow. And you know, and you know that world.
I do, but I haven't seen anything like this. So it's, you know...
And Duncan's nodding his head up and down. I don't know. I just hear my voice. You know how it is. You don't like the sound of your own voice. I'm not being cutesy or anything. I'll try it again. Hello. Jingle bell. Now, I don't like it. It's phony. Start it over. Maybe I need a harmonizer or something.
Hello? Hello? What happened to my voice? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
What's going on?
Am I losing my mind? Two. Oh, there we go. Would that be good? Oh, here we go. Start it from the beginning, please. Could you guys help out a little, too?
Hello?
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 Hello? What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Dashing through the snow. Here's the hard part. In a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go. Laughing all the way. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtail ring. Making spirits bright. Fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Just you!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Let's play low.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one.
Christopher Walken!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Ray Romano, everybody!
I'm jingle bells!
The top 2% of the bells are jingling.
Top 2%. The top 2%. Oh, we do, Bernie. We do jingle.
99% of the bells are jingling all the time.
2% of the bells are jingling 1% of the time.
The jingle bells are jingling all the way.
99% of the bells would pay for the 1% to jingle if they all would jingle the same.
If all the bells, the 2% of the bells jingle for 98% of the bells, and that's only in the inner cities.
But I'm not saying we shouldn't have a good time and ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
On...
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
1% open. The sleigh's 1% open. 99% of the sleigh's closed.
Laughing all the way. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtail ring.
Rodney Dangerfield. Who else can we do? We can do anybody singing. That's
literally anybody singing you could do.
You want to do...
I can't do him singing, but my favorite impression is very specific. I love doing an impression of Pete Holmes doing an impression of Kumail.
Let me hear it.
It's now time for Aristotle's impression of Pete Holmes.
Hold on.
Do you have an intro?
But you also have to know how Pete Holmes does his impression of
Pete. Yeah, but we wrote an intro for you.
All right.
Hold on. Now, perfect. I want you to know.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented? What year did this great candy first come out? When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented?
Does that work for your story?
Sure.
Okay, I like that. That was actually good, wasn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
No. So, what was your thing?
Oh, Emily, I just want to dance. Emily, please. I'm so tired of all these video games. Emily, let me dance.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented? What year did this great candy first come out? When was this candy? This yummy candy invented.
Thank you, Joe, for always sending in great songs. You make this show everything it is. We appreciate all your talent and respect you. We love that you drive a Mercedes station wagon. And we're nice enough to let Jake Adams stay at your house. Also, one more thing. Thanks for being special. That specialness rubs off on your children and also us as your secondary family.
Can I get an intro?
Sure. Do you have an intro?
Yeah, I have an intro.
Let me hear it. For the candy.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented.
When was this candy invented? I could do like Joe. Watch it. When was this candy invented? When was this candy? When was this candy invented?
On this episode of When Was This Candy Invented?
When was this candy invented? When was this candy?
Come out.
Go ahead.
The gummy bear.
Wow, that's a good one. You came up with a good new one. Mm. I love this game.
Oh, this one could be a huge range. I feel like this could be like.
I think I know, and I don't mean, and I'm not cheating. I just think I have a good. I should say I think I have a good guess.
What is it?
I think I'm gonna guess 1860.
I'm exhausted.
Ooh. Aristotle guessed 1860.
Well, okay. What is your name?
Andy,
what do you?
I'm
gonna
guess 1952.
I'm sorry, I let Eric decide who goes next. I'm butting in when I should.
Duncan.
1918.
My back hurts.
John Wagner.
John Brand Wagner, ladies and gentlemen.
1920.
Oh.
Todd Glass.
I think it was in the Oh, now I know I'm gonna be wrong, but I'm gonna go. I thought it was much later than that. I don't. But you know what it is? Is this when we were introduced to him? We agreed it's when we introduced him into this world, right?
America?
Yeah, into America.
Let's say that
sure.
They weren't.
Thank you, Duncan, for calling him on his bullshit. Oh, in America? Like, you just want a second guess and trying to blame it on that. Like, but you really just want to change your guess.
No, I don't.
I assume
it's not American in origin, but it could be.
So you just think, like, so if you said it's in America, would you make it? Because I remember.
I would go later. I would go, like, 70s or something.
Actually, Eric, could you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, yes. Could you use it in a sentence? That actually would help. And at first I thought that was a dumb idea. But
when,
then I thought, no.
When was the gummy bear invented?
All right, so it's
origin. That does help. That helps. That definitely helps.
That's why they tell you to use it in a sentence.
When you think about it in a sentence, it's like, oh, yeah, I understand now. Because it's in a sentence.
Do you want a hint?
Well, when it was introduced in America.
No hints. We all already went.
No hints. So, but no, we are going to re-guess. It's when it was introduced to America. Because how could we have any other guess?
I like that, like, you guys think that my hints are going to be anything that resembles a hint.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Okay.
Well, we're fair. Fair.
Do you have the American?
I could be wrong. It could be American. It could have started in America. I could be wrong.
Yes.
That's the date you have?
Let me stop. Hold on, everybody. Don't you think it's fair that we make it when it was introduced in America? Because it's hard enough to remember that, let alone before it was introduced to you in another country. So I think we play this game. I think that's how we always played it. For what it's worth, it's a silly game. When it was introduced in America,
I think it's more about what fact Eric is able to find.
Okay, what fact did you find?
It was invented in Germany.
Ja, das ist sehr gut.
Okay, so I'm going to say,
is that the date we're
I'm going to answer.
No.
Okay, in America. So I'm going to say 1970
for Introduction to America.
Yes.
First time you could buy it on the shelves. I go 65.
1920.
1953.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Brand Wagner said what year?
1953.
1953.
Did you guess, Duncan?
I'm going to stick with 1918.
Okay.
Damn.
Do you want a little intro?
Yeah, can I get an intro?
Sure.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented. What year did this great candy first come
The gummy
out?
Bear was invented in 1922.
Wow. Aristotle was right. Who was right?
Aristotle.
Aristotle, good job,
because John Wagner changed his answer.
That's when it was invented in Germany?
In America.
Yes.
Wait.
That's when it came to America.
No, okay.
The Harborough Company started in Germany in 1920.
Okay, they only took 2 years to go over here.
You want to hear something? How about we hear John Wagner? He puts on a Beatles song on his... any song on his phone. Do you have the phone? And you have, and it's okay if you don't. And you need earphones too.
While you're looking, I have gummy bear trivia. I just remembered from.
Oh, good.
I heard some talk about the importance of mnemonic devices to get people to remember things like rhymes. Mm-hmm. Haribo in every language, because those are distributed all over the world. In every language, they redo their slogans so it rhymes in that language.
Huh. Is that true?
Yeah. So if you look at an American gummy bear package, it says, kids and parents love it so, the magical world of Haribo, or something like that. And in every language, it always rhymes, whatever they have as their...
You know, I told someone they don't invent new candies that much anymore, and they said, it's because we cure diseases. So thanks for ruining my fun.
Yeah, it's like the Prince thing. It's like candy's compassion, sort of, right?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's just anything. They know what they do. They merge candies together. People go, what about this? I go, they're merging two things together, which I love merges.
It's like Taco Bell introducing a new... It's just the same seven items reconstituted.
Right, yeah. Like, oh, we have thicker Reese's Cups. Yeah.
Well, I mean, shit, that's a hard... I was going to say, what about the Nerd's Rope? But that is a merging of two candies.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they just get more extreme. Like,
now, once in a while, we do have some candies from the 80s that I'll admit are pretty right up there with the Reese's Cup. I forget what they are, but I'm sure there's some candies that came out in the 80s.
Even Nerds came out in the 80s, didn't they?
Watch your mouth.
Was it earlier?
I just learned why there's no grape-flavored ice cream.
Why?
Because a grape is mostly water, and therefore it freezes, so you get chunks of ice.
And you can't
but they could have grape flavor, coffee-flavored ice cream, and it doesn't melt.
Well, because coffee isn't...
You mean
totally
like you couldn't have actual bits?
Grapes,
the way you can have bits of like strawberry or something. And,
they don't pour hot coffee. they have vanilla ice cream. They pour hot water, hot coffee over it. They go, okay.
That's not how they do it?
No, but they could have. They have grape powder, so you could make grape ice cream. They can make grape candles. They can make grape ice cream. Where'd you get this information about no grape ice cream?
Oh, grape.com.
Well, I know, in all fairness, they probably know what they're talking about. Here's what I'd like to do. I'm having a great time. This room is Christmassy. We got a red light over there. We have a green light over there. We got the fire going. We got some Christmas tree in here. Smells like Christmas in here. There's pine cones on the tables. The fireplace is going. It's a fake fireplace, but it's going. The room is good. I'm going to take a break so I can like stretch a little bit. We're going to come back. We're going to take it home. Are you good?
Yeah.
You got some energy in you?
Am I not being energetic? Yes, I can bring it.
No, let me tell you something.
Second round, I'm coming back.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I don't ask that for that reason. You're great. You play along with every bit. You know, I think it's good to tell somebody because everybody always wonders, how am I doing? Do you wonder how you're doing?
Well, I'm not drinking
you're
this
great.
Week. And I'm like, if I was drinking, I'd be a little better, I think.
You play perfectly.
Okay.
You play the way I like the guests to play.
Excellent.
And I'm being totally serious. I would not make that up.
Don't be a dumbbell.
Don't be a dumbbell.
Nobody likes a dumbbell.
That's true. So we got some stuff to do when we come back. We have a Don Rickles clip to listen to.
Excellent.
Part of our summer's concert series, Paul Anka is going to sing.
Wow.
Out here.
Wow.
He's here live. Paul Anka is going to sing Crazy Love. And let me tell you something. We're going to sit back, lower the lights in the room, and we're going to enjoy his version of Crazy Love. It's part of our winter concert series. There's going to be snow falling.
Mm-hmm.
While we listen to the song, I have a snow machine. And it's going to go off outside. We're going to... Paul Anka, we're going to get into it. You people get into it. I'm not going to interrupt it.
That's like, sick tits, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going to maybe go. That's the third thing we're going to go to. Number one and two, I don't even know what they're going to be. We're going to freeform it because I'm not scared like these other podcasts.
But Paul's not worried about being held up. He's okay on time, Paul Anka. I just want to make sure you...
No, he okay. is... Well, okay. I'm... No, I'm...
Wait,
I,
well,
I
have you're a, renting him by the hour,
Where is
right?
he waiting?
He's in... He's... I. That's what the. That's what that camper was for out there. We have an RV for him. So he's going to do a show for us. He's going to come into this room. He's going to be over in the corner. You know what's so funny? They always said that we... One of the production people on the Paul Anka Show listens to this show, and she said, tell Todd he can give Paul all the reverb he wants.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so...
That's great.
But he's going to do Crazy Love for us, and it's going to be great. We're going to sit back. We're going to lower the lights in here. We're going to spotlight that stage in the corner. You know what? We have two George Carr on this part that I'm explaining is true, what I'm about to explain. Mm-hmm. The room already has red curtains across one wall, and then they hit the old wood. And it's very – I love the dynamic of the old wood and then that, like, crisp red curtain and then the fireplace in the middle of it on the other end of the room. And then when we put a red bulb on the red curtain, it looks like crazy red. And that's where Paul Anka, that's why I did it tonight. I really wanted it to look cool over there, and that's where Paul Anka is going to be singing.
Perfect. Crazy
anyway.
Red for Crazy Love.
Thank you. Crazy Red for Crazy Love. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do some stuff. And then when Paul is ready, that's when we're going to introduce Paul, when he's ready. Paul Anka is going to be here tonight.
Legend.
So is there anything else before I go? Before we take a break? Well, let's definitely play this game.
Okay.
You're gonna love this. I'm gonna tease you. I'm gonna show you what it is. First, it's for him. What?
Oh, happy birthday, John Wagner.
What? Now play it again and stop it. You know the real song? Do you have the real song?
Yeah.
Play the real song. We're going to shorten it.
Mo Tatum's mom.
So we got to play it again.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real song, and then it comes right back in. That's the best part. We're going to shorten it when we take a break. Oh, it is. I know how to do this. I get it. No, hold on. No, do it. Play it again. Play it again. We'll do this later. It's a tease. Can I get a salad, but with not the dressing, the house dressing? Does that come with it? And also, what time are you open until on Mondays? Is that good?
You got it?
You think I got it?
In time.
Okay, good. I get nervous. I don't really get it. All right, so we got that. So many things. That. Then we have Paul Anka performing.
Can I make a prank phone call?
Yes. Remind me to do it. Let me tell you something, Aristotle. If you want to take notes, John, if you want to take notes, here would be my goal, to come back, listen to a clip of Don Rickles, make a prank phone call. What was the bit we were just talking about? Oh, more taters, please. Okay. Listen to a clip of Don Rickles. Do more taters, please.
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka.
Oh, how can we forget? He's in that trailer.
Yeah.
He's tapping on the glass right now.
And then I think what we'll go to break on.
Let me do one on the way to break.
Prank phone call.
Prank phone call?
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, also, I didn't want to intrude.
No,
anything,
no, you're fine. What's your name?
I'm still Duncan.
Okay.
I just wanted to get this in before the break. Steve Feinarts just asked that I mention him.
That's tasteless.
Oh, perfect.
Tell him to call us.
Call him right now.
Let's just call him right now. Call.
Also, by the way, lightning round facts.
Yeah, lightning facts. Do we have a jingle for that? Write that down, John. You're in charge. You're the new producer.
So wait, was this just like a cold open, basically?
It was a cold opening. You think that's a show? That's a joke. Other shows would drop that as a show. That's a joke. That's a sad joke. Hey, I know what we'll do after this.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, it's Sammy Davis Jr.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. I think I told you, didn't I? My girlfriend left me. She's in my shit. Family had a terrible Thanksgiving. It's horrible.
What happened?
My dad hit me in front of the whole family. He hit me.
He was on to us from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's I felt it in the tone. Did you guys talk?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just knew he was on the podcast. Well, Steve, you know what? Later, I wouldn't be surprised if... please don't interrupt. I'm the host. later, I think Eric has a right to yell at you off the air because whatever we call this, because your acting wasn't too good. So everything on his part was right. You didn't have to dump it all on. You were like a parody. Oh, not too much. My Thanksgiving was horrible. My girlfriend dumped me.
Well, Todd, why don't you just say that to his face? Steve, come out from behind the curtain.
Yeah. under this kind of pressure.
No, you do it, Steve.
I'm waiting to get takeout. What do you want from me?
Well, don't brag about your career. See, that's why I love him. He laughs at my jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, how appropriate. Steve Feinarts. Have you met Steve? Steve Feinarts, a creator of... He says it. I'm going to say it because I'm in a good mood. He created Eddie Pepitone and put him on the map. I'm only quoting him. I said, didn't you through a documentary just bring attention to maybe his career amongst a lot of other things he had already done? He goes, I put that fuck on the map. That's why every time I go near him, I take a swing at his stomach. And I tell him to sit up. Steve Feinarts is in the room. I go, Steve, I've seen you do that, and no one likes it. It makes makes people feel uncomfortable. But anyway, did to George Carlin, he did something for me, might have been one of the best. One of them, I got a Christmas present. My mom did a great job at surprising me. You know, it was just, you know, one or two. Yeah, one specifically. I remember it specifically. It was just a song I wanted, but she found it. That was like, so I don't get surprised that often. I get a lot of good things. I'm not complaining, but yeah. A good surprise. Tickets to see Paul Anka.
What?
On December 11th. We're going to go see Paul Anka. To George Carlin here in Los Angeles, Steve Feinarts. He goes, I got you tickets. Me and him, we're going to go see Paul Anka.
Wow. You with got him here and you're going to see him live?
Is that why he's in town already? So he was swinging by the show?
we're playing. Paul Anka is performing at later in the show as part of our winter concert series. So everyone's saying, wait, he's here? Because he is here live. And the joke is that I guess I can't get enough Paul Anka. That's why we're all laughing.
Are you guys going to get Paul Anka tattoos? I heard that.
Well, I by the way, I can put Paul Anka on my arm easy because that's what I do.
I got Paul Anka a knuckle tattoo. You didn't see
what
Paul
the
Anka. Like,
shut up. That's
hand, right hand. Yeah.
It's like the love hate.
That's six ticks, dude.
Hey, do you have anything you want to plug?
I don't say that about Danielle. Is there something you would like to plug? We're going to keep editing out, Steve. We're going to keep editing out. We're not going to let you say that even jokingly about your girlfriend, Danielle. Is there something you would like to bring attention to? Steve,
that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Like that. All right.
Come find us at the Paul Anka Show on December 11th.
So December 11th, I'm going to be at the Paul Anka Show with Steve Feinarts. If any of our listeners want to come, we're going to be selling T-shirts in the lobby. Bitter Buddha T-shirts.
And I have copies of the Bitter Buddha. Ah, I got it in there.
Thank. All right. So.
All right, I'll see you guys later. I got to go.
What do you mean you gotta go? Don't try to act like you're the better one.
Yeah, I do.
Wait, where are you going?
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Hang up on
him. Wait, hold on.
Sorry.
I gotta go.
Sorry, we have to hang up on you.
We gotta break.
No, we have to hang up on you. We don't have time.
Would it kill him to mention Henry's special?
How about we go to Frank Sinatra singing Jingle Bells? We take a little break
jingle
to this.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The Todd Glass Show will be right back.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on bobtail ring,
making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh song tonight.
Oh. We'll be back.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Holiday classic.
Ooh, I love it. You can't go. If right? That doesn't put. I hope you were listening to it with some hot chocolate like we were. Getting into it. Mm-hmm. Soaking it in. Do you ever wonder how long animals live, like in the nature versus the wild?
Is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. How old does
I'm going to use an old one.
Get? What is this animal's
I'm going to do an old
lifespan,
one.
This wild animal's lifespan. Let's take it round the circle for a guess.
Now, at a squirrel, how long do you think the squirrel, we all know the answer to this, how long do you think it lives in nature?
I was going to say a short time because it's small, but then smaller dogs live longer than bigger dogs.
Yes, think so it out. You have all the time in the world.
Okay.
We all know the answer. There's no pressure at all. I want you to relax.
Hamsters,
would you like us
like
to
that?
Tell you the answer so you can more enjoy guessing without the pressure?
I've got a new one where we know, I got a new one too where we know the captivity and non-captivity.
You do?
Lifespans, yes.
Wow, Eric got a new one. Eric got a new one, everybody.
Eric's great.
Can I get an
Eric's
intro?
Eric's great.
Eric's
no,
great.
We didn't.
Okay, so Eric's great.
Okay, so how long do you think it lives?
Seven years for a squirrel, you said.
Yeah, this is an average, by the way. Squirrel. It's an average. It's an average. Some could live maybe this long, some could live the average.
7 years.
Okay. 11 months. That's true.
No.
It's just that's how hard it is to exist.
Wait, are you joking or not?
No, to George Carlin. Now, how long do you think this says it has nothing to do? The amount of time they live, what I'm about to tell you, proves it has nothing to do with their, you know, their body or what their...
Oh, their life is just that hard. That usually...
18 years may be in captivity. Not that they should be in captivity, but...
So it's sort of like how they used to say, people would talk about like, oh, if you were 40, if you were 20, you were middle-aged because you die at 40 back in the day.
Right.
And that's not true. It was just that like... there was so much infant mortality that it skews the average, where if you got past 10, you're going to live to be about 60 or 70 like you do now. Back in the day when people would say, like, you die young. No, they die super young, or it's about the same. Like, we haven't changed really the...
Well, but all that we do live
so the squirrels die... Basically, the squirrels have the same skewing thing where it's like cars and shit.
There was a lot more war.
Squirrels had wars?
Well, no. When you're talking about back then, back in the old days, if you made it past 10.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, you haven't heard of the squirrels? Squirrel war?
You say squirrels have worlds. You know what? Squirrels have worlds.
It's hard to say. The squirrel lifespan, world.
This wild animal's lifespan. How old does the average one get?
What 11 months?
Hey, sorry. You got a problem? I have a sheriff come in here right now. These are honest. All our questions are documented.
Old animal's lifespan. Let's take it round the circle for a guess.
Take it around.
How long do you think a polar bear lives? It's a Christmas themed show, right?
Yeah, sure.
And they
sure.
drink Coca-Cola during Christmas time.
Versus captivity?
Yeah, I got both, yeah.
Well, don't play my family eating. I can't listen to it anymore. I thought it was funny, but I don't.
Yeah, you're,
no, turn it off.
That's
seriously.
Gross. I'd be ashamed of that.
Don't. I'm seriously. We can get that out of. Get it out of whatever the rotation of songs that you play. Take that out. That's more embarrassing. I can picture it now. By the way, and I'm not trying to save this situation. You know there's no soda cans on the table. So you picturing
if you
that?
Saw it, it doesn't look
are you
that
picturing
bad.
Nice, yeah. Real plates, real silverware?
No, not pigs.
Scalloped along the edges, like painted red on the rims of the plates, like they have little flourishes on them.
I got them at the dollar store.
Yeah.
I have to throw them out afterwards. Yeah. Nobody wants to wash dishes. One year.
That's a good idea.
It's a pretty
by
good
the way,
idea.
I did. Here's what I did. I to George Carlin. I did this, and then we'll get back to the game because you have a new. How long do they live?
Correct.
And which one is this? What animal is this?
Polar bear.
Polar bear. How long they would live at the zoo versus wild. I know how to tease people. On the after show, we're going to do it. No. So let me get back to this. So 1 year, I did want to use plates. I wanted to use real plates.
Yeah.
I just did. And so I – now, don't come down on me. This is maybe not right for the environment. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I didn't think about it until I told the story once and somebody said it. Would I redo it again? I haven't yet, but I don't know if it would stop me, to be honest. So I went and got dollar store plates. Matter of fact, when I got there, they had two for a dollar.
Oh, I got dollar store plates. Wow. Two for a dollar. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Someone had a good year. Dollar store. Wow. 98-cent store is what some people have to go with, but a dollar. Whoa.
All of my money is in paper form.
Whoa.
Oh, God. So they have two. Come on. Don't do it again. They had two for a dollar. So I bought, I think that year I needed 25. I bought 30.
Wow.
I got five.
I
didn't even need this.
Five of extra.
My
you know what? No,
was just spending it on my man.
I don't know what this possibly you guys. Wow, it's such a great discount.
My life is perfect.
I'm like the Louis C.K. of having
it's
money.
Not, it's the biggest non-brag in the world, but these people have said anything to them. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to get 30 of them, five extra. I'm having such a good year. So anyway, and I told everybody, I've made up some tradition where you take your plate and you take it. I think I told my mom and her husband that it wasn't really a tradition, you know. So I told everyone else, so everyone, you take your plate, and I had the trash can in front of the house. And they have trash cans like here, those big ones, so you can dry. It's not like a little metal old-fashioned can. It's like, you know, like same trash cans we have out here. And I put it out front. Of course, I draped something around it so it didn't look like just a big, ugly trash can sitting outside the front door. And then we all went out. I said, you drop it in, it'll break, and you make a wish. Well, everybody was doing it. They were going out the front door. Because that's the hard part, the plates. Yeah. The silverware, my mom goes, I have enough for that many people for silverware. And that gets in the dishwasher. It's the plates that take up all the room.
Yeah.
So you can even put a ton of glasses in, but it's the plates. So I get it. I get it. What did you say?
Glasses at the glasses.
I think, hey, that's a good name for my new book that's coming out called I'm Right, You're Wrong, Shut Up. So anyway... and then somebody dropped it in and it didn't break. No, I didn't. There's no boo. So it's my. So anyway, I said, oh, they go, what's that mean? Do you not get to make a wish? And I go. You know, you get to make two. So they were like, yay! You know, this is an adult woman. And so I loved it though. I'm saying like I like that they got into it. I'm not making fun of her. And then that's what we did. It was a good idea. But you know what? I was going to do it this year, but I think it annoys them even if they don't – they just want to use what they want to use. But they use the right fake stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
But I love the idea of making up – that makes me think next time I do any kind of friends, Thanksgiving, or Christmas, I'm going to call a couple friends that are going and say make up a bullshit family tradition and like impose it on the group and act like it's a thing.
That's a good running thing, yeah. Does. We do it every year. Yeah. Make it believable, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway – that's that thing that I just told you. And then let's go back to the animal. Do you have an opening for this show about but here's what the song I wanted to have. I don't know if he did it because I just hear the fun song. I get it in my head. I'm like, whoa, it's a great song. I know it has something to do with the guessing animals. But it's got to include some things, you know. Like, are we going to go around the table and give it a shot to come up with the name of, right? The song has to include, it's got to explain this game, right? Do you think it will? Do you think it does?
I think it does.
Let's hear it.
What is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. How old does the average one get?
Right.
What is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. Let's take it round the circle for a guess.
This is sad and fun because a bear, I know, you know, they're so adorable. I hate to think of their lives, but so it's – I love that you – I love – this is the only game I like. I don't care about the other way. I just want it this way where you know both. The other way,
it's
old school.
It's harder research.
Yeah, it's okay.
But you know what? If you're listening and you know some good ones, email me.
Email them to us. Don't be greedy.
don't give it to yourself.
So a bear, can I go first?
Yeah,
sure.
The first guess due in the wild,
okay.
And then the second guess in captivity.
There you go. I like that you have a little bit of, you know, you produce a segment.
And you can go first.
Sure. Wow, they're high up on their food, or the food chain, I guess. Yeah, I mean, what's higher than them, a lion? I mean, I'm not asking for answers. Am I allowed to ask a question? No. Am I? Can I ask who's higher on the food chain, a lion or a bear?
Yeah, you can ask.
Who's? Why is that a funny question? Is that obvious?
Well, there's not a lion. Does that mean that one eats the other?
They don't.
And you have to decide which one eats which one?
They hardly ever meet.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why? Because they're indigenous to different areas? Huh?
How do you like
that?
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa,
look at you with those big words.
Well, I have to fight back. I have to fight back, of course. So that's why you were laughing at me. That's how you educate people, by laughing at them. No, that's great. That's a real, real safe atmosphere that I've created here. He didn't know that those two animals wouldn't cross paths. Ah, he didn't know that those two animals would never cross paths. Ah, it's funny.
Eddie Izzard has a bit about if a giraffe saw a tiger, there'd be two emotions. First would be fear, because it's a fucking tiger, and second would be surprise because there are no tigers in Africa.
Wait, so that explains my dilemma. Well, you know what? So a bear, I'm going to say.
Polar bear.
Polar bear. Ice. Ugh.
You want a hint?
No.
They have black noses.
Stop. Well, that's not helping. You got a black nose. But I know that's.
Oh. Todd got Eric.
Wow. Oh, the cold. I bet it kills that cold going and treaching across there. 5 years in the nature. I'm probably wrong already, but I have to go with something. So unfair.
You asked.
No, it's unfair that I have to not like my guess. Okay, 5 years, and then probably 25 in the zoo. That's what I'm calling in captivity.
Okay, John.
40
years in nature.
Aristotle.
Okay. By the way, I don't know why I have a tone in my voice.
I'm going 2070.
Ooh, wow. And 20?
20 in nature, 70 in captivity.
Really? Do you know something I don't?
I'm going to go 25-35.
Wow.
Duncan.
I'm going to do 16 and 40.
I bet Duncan's right. I know that sucks. Shut up. I can't guess something because I think it's part of me wanting to be right. Even if I guess mine, I'm right. But if I guess yours, I'm right. So it's like... But
you're hedging your bets.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes after you guess and somebody else says something, you have time to think about it. You take everyone's and you re-guess. So maybe it is okay I'm doing it. But what did I say? 5 in nature? Just seems like how long can you live through those goddamn winters? And you're outside in the ice. I can't even be in the house.
You got all those lions around
Eric
you.
Does have the answer. So we can know.
Okay, can we
after
get a little
intro?
What is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. How old does the average one get? What is this animal's
Okay, the polar bear in the wild will live to be 20 years.
Wow.
In captivity, 30.
Fuck.
Oh. I think Andy wins.
Well, I don't, you got the first one on the dot,
yeah,
and you
I
said 40?
But I said 70.
So 25,
35? 16, 40.
That's still a double lifetime.
The polar bear necessities.
Guess how long is their life?
Everybody, you're going to do just fine. Just take a deep breath. We're going to go in for the close. We had a few things under our sleeve, but you just need to relax. Look at you. Look at the people. Talk into their ears. You get the privilege. You can say the kindest things in something that's in somebody's ears. If you don't take advantage of that, then you don't get what the hell this is all about. Someone, there's a thing in their ear. You can go, you're nice.
You're loved.
You're loved. Oh, shut up. It works. I don't care.
I like that outfit.
You know what? Look at you. Trying. Yeah, that's a big fucking deal. You're trying. So what? Maybe once in a while you don't succeed if you fall off your horse. Hey, some people don't even try to get back. You get back up. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you want to keep doing that forever? No, but for now, how about you give yourself a little goddamn credit once in a while? Give yourself credit, right? Woo! Come on! And you're pretty, and you're handsome, and you're nice, and you're... What's a universal word for that? And you are...
Beautiful.
Attractive.
You are beautiful
attractive.
Inside beautiful. And outside.
Yeah.
Who cares about outside? and you're spicy, too.
And you fuck real good. Wait, is that what we're saying?
I'm sorry. Oh, geez. What are some of the other things I wanted to do? Oh, a crank call. Oh, did we call Steve Feinarts? Oh, we did. I wish I could call somebody. I mean, I guess I could.
If only. Yeah.
If only I had the wherewithal. If only I had the wherewithal. Mold.
Wait, we did have...
Play the real one, the more taters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, you think you guys know how to do this?
I think so, yeah.
I think I did it wrong before, but now I get it. Paul Anka supposedly just pulled up. I saw two. He shows up in those.
So then, who was in the trailer?
Black Suburbans. I thought he was.
Body double.
Play it again from the new one that we go into it with. See how good I can do it. More mashed potatoes, please.
Oh, I get it.
You get it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You can do it?
Can I get a cop?
No, you wait till it stops, okay. And then it comes back in.
Oh, can I get a cop salad bit with no blue cheese and extra egg? And I also don't like the chicken or the bacon, but no blue cheese dressing either if you have kind of a peanut dressing.
Can I talk to you guys?
That was good.
No, well,
no.
Perfect. Can I just stop? And by the way, just all love. Let me just show you again. I'll play the original. I'll do one, and then it's. By the way, great job.
Yeah,
it's a little shorter. It's a little shorter. Play the original if you don't mind. No, that's the right one. Oh, play the one with the actual song in it. I want to really take time with you guys. It's worth it. You were good, though. You were good. You definitely were in the area. Okay, so this is basically the way we're trying to mimic.
Motatoes, Mom.
So give me a little lead in here. May I have a hamburger, please?
Okay. I think I got it. Can I do
you
one?
Got it? Yeah. Okay, let's give him a little lead in here.
Would it be possible? I'm seeing there's a brunch menu and a regular menu. On the brunch menu, it says you can get the omelet with shiitake mushrooms, it looks like. But on the regular menu, there's an omelet with just regular old mushrooms. But it has this Gruyere. And I just wanted to know, can I still get the bottomless mimosa if I order the regular mushrooms but add Gruyere to it as if it's on the brunch menu? I'm so sorry to bother you. Would that be okay?
That was really good.
No, that's perfect. Well, that was like...
Well, it was first
was
of all...
Was that from the actual song?
Some of that stuff sounded like it was pretty good, but yours are just... And by the way, it's all fun. I don't want to get it wrong.
Like it.
I thought mine was good.
Well, no. It's not a matter of judging or anything. Just let me show you. Play the lead in, please, for a second. Can I get a delicious sloppy Joe, please?
I'd say
snip a little bit off of it.
I don't see that big of a difference.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
No.
You asked for something. I asked for something.
Oh, I liked what you did, though. I thought it was good. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I think you get it, Duncan.
Yeah. I totally get it.
Should we not do this game anymore?
I mean, I could try. You sure? I don't know if I'll be as.
It's
good.
Easy. You can do. I know, but we can all do it.
Yeah. I think I got it. You know what? No, that's all right. I don't need any bags. I can just carry... Well, actually, yeah, because I do have, like, about half a mile to go, so I mean, it's probably easier if you do just put in a bag, but one will be... Well, actually, no. Go ahead and double bag it, because, I have this thing with my wrist, and it's just, really weird accident that happened. Like, I kind of, twisted funny in bed, and, it's just been acting up for, 2 or 3 weeks. I went and saw a doctor about it, and he said he's got to do some more tests on it, and I have to do some additional scans, he said. But thankfully, my insurance covers it, so you know what? I think it's going to work out all right. But anyways, yeah, just double bag it.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
that was better than mine.
Hold on, let me show you. Can I show you? Do it again. Give me a lead in.
Do it one more time.
Why can't I find this one? This thing is broke.
Oh, that was a good one.
Hold on, I got it. Wait, stand by.
is Big Sloppy Joe.
Guess what?
What?
It's time for... Do we have anything else? I do have a Don Rickles clip, but... no. Oh, God.
By the way, that song... So was there like a period when everyone was just doing like the tequila format of songs? Like,
oh, you're right. There were...
Just like instrumental, stop, just say a word or two. And then like...
Thank you. Aristotle, you ready? Do you get it?
I've never been strung out a day in my life.
Well,
that's like a callback, Annie Nelson.
Well, don't. Oh, it's yes.
I think Aristotle just won.
He did.
I know it was
he
like did. A competition, but he won.
No, he did. I give up.
More taters, please.
That song's
well
nice. That song, it's the Christmas season. I feel it in the air. I feel this in the air. Every Christmas, I can feel it in the air. There's something about it that's just something that's like, it's all right.
If my ride's here, my ride's here, my ride's here, my ride's here, my ride's here,
my ride is here. My ride.
LSE and Eric. Tweet him if he doesn't post this.
Sometimes he says he's going to put pictures on the web, and if you go there and you go, hey, but he didn't.
O-H-L-S-E and Eric, tweet him if he doesn't post the stuff.
No, sometimes Eric will be like, oh, yeah, definitely, we'll get a video of that. We'll throw it over at the website, and then he forgets. There's a way to tell. Let me tell you, keep in communication with him. You got to let him know, hey, Eric, you forgot to put that thing with the thing.
O-H-L-S-E and Eric, tweet him if he doesn't post the stuff.
I'm Olson Eric on Twitter and Eric Olson on Venmo. Follow me.
What are you on Venmo?
Eric Olson, O-H-L-S-E-N.
I should get him Venmo.
You are on Venmo.
Well, send me some money, people.
I like that you can...
Now, why are people so cheap?
It's the new social media thing. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I check it every day, and nobody sends shit.
Oh, I love your show. You know what I said? I never want to make a buck on this show. I just use it to play Gabe and JJ. They get me big with those trumpet fees. So I'm just looking for trumpets. I buy new tambourines. I buy a new fireplace. How about putting some money in that Venmo account, ladies and gentlemen? What is it again?
Eric Olson.
Yeah, you're right. Send it to Eric. I'm fine. He's eating out of the trash.
I told you that in confidence.
Well, I told my audience in confidence.
Oh, that's
no,
okay.
It won't leave us, the audience, and you. No one else will ever find out, except I did mention it on a loudspeaker in Manhattan. Thank you. Your mother's a whore.
Whoa, I told you that in confidence.
Yeah, that's right. Your dad sucks penguin dick.
Wait a minute. You said that you were helping me with therapy, and I told you all this stuff.
Your sister sucks off alligators.
Oh, come on. Why would you say that?
Your mom used to fuck clowns at the circus to get gum money.
This hurts because it's true.
Your sister used to do things... that were frowned upon by the church.
Wait a minute, I didn't even tell you that. How did you know?
The Father McGlinkey. I'll tell you the truth, my father the other day walks around, the type of guy who walks around with a soda in his hair. Anyway. Wow. Do you have any questions for me? What do you most admire about me? Oh. Now's not the time. Well, you know, people should be able to compliment me.
Yeah,
I think people are uncomfortable because it just seems too, too much. I show people on the show when I'm grateful for them. I do. When I'm
grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show. He reads us a poem. We're lucky to know him. We're grateful to Aristotle and his use of reverb. We're grateful for Aristotle.
Can I get some of that pot betting music? I mean, we have the opportunity to say nice things in the people's ears.
Yeah.
You're special. One word compliments around the room. Two. You're and a word. I'm just kidding. That's not a way to tell you to say nice things, yell it at you. Go around the room. Well, I just think people might need it. You know, everyone gets stressed. What's wrong in the middle of the show? You're what else can we say? You're talented. Talented. All right. Is that enough? What the fuck? We try so hard. Of course I compliment people. Everybody, I need it, so I figure everybody else needs it. Oh, part of me thought, oh, why bring this up? But you hit the nail right on the head. So Ron Glass dies, and he used to be on a sitcom in the 70s. And, like, what were people tweeting things? And, by the way, we're allowed to tease someone that knows, oh, I'm just trying to be funny. And it's not – Eric said don't tweet about it. But when he dissected it, I think he hit the nail on the head. We thought it was – what did it say, like
– like, oh, Ron Glass. We thought it was Todd Glass.
And he goes, phew. No, you didn't. You just needed to connect – like, what did you say?
Wait, you didn't read his first name? You didn't go Ron Glass. Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. Does that mean Todd?
Yeah, like, you just couldn't. By
these
the way.
Things come yeah. in threes if, of last names.
At least, at most, this is not a comment or dissertation on somebody's kindness from their heart. It's comedically.
They just recognized that it was the last name. So you just tried to reach out to you. Well, I mean, they didn't mean any harm.
But why would you at me that you thought, hey, I thought you died. Then I found out you didn't. I wanted to let you know.
But I knew the whole time that you didn't.
The first word was the name that was the different.
Right. That's exactly.
Wait. Oh, Florence Henderson died. I thought it was Florence Nightingale. Yeah. Oh.
So why do we bring it up? Because.
Did you hear Prince died? Oh, my God. I thought it was Prince William.
Oh, no, yeah, really? No. You didn't. And then what if they're listening? What if they're going, Todd, we thought it was you. We
edit that out.
No. They don't have to let me in. That's the thing. It's bad. You're a nice person. Don't worry. Maybe someone who did it listens to the show. I don't want them to be upset.
Oh, well, Jesus. Plus it's better than the opposite.
Thank you. What is that?
Oh, Ron Glass died. I was hoping it was Todd Glass.
Well, that's true. You know what? You're right. I should shut my fucking mouth and be appreciative that people make jokes about me not dying. Who am I? I want to say, as we go in for the close, because I have a feeling that any second we're going to have a great way to end the show. Put a little reverb in our voice, because we're ending, like, tonight it's got a reverb in it ending. I want to thank you, Mr. Andy Wood. Do we have any, maybe guitar, nice music? We just basically say goodbye to each other.
Okay.
So much fun tonight.
I'll play the guitar.
Oh, shit.
I don't know you brought your...
Hold on, Let me throw that. Play this guitar instead. Here. Hold on, play this guitar instead. Play this guitar. You ready? Grab that. No, oh, you are good.
Damn.
Wow. Here, Andy, do me a favor. Let me throw this over to you.
Sure,
mind playing?
I'll try. Yeah,
can
yeah.
you play that same song he just played?
I'll try to pick it up.
Have you ever played before?
No, but it,
nah.
I
just
feel
think
like...
the song. Just think the song.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my
is it
God.
Like this? Is this about me?
Wow. Open your eyes. Don't be a show off.
I don't know what I'm doing. Is this kind of like close to what he was playing?
Are you kidding? That's great.
You think it's okay?
Here, do me a favor, Duncan. Toss this. Can you catch this?
Yeah, just throw it over. Oh, it's not how you dropped it.
What? Oh, well, you play the guitar, but still.
Well, yeah, I just kind of watched what Eric was doing and picked it up.
So I want to thank everybody. Just try to enjoy December. Right? Just try to do something. Take a little time for your atmosphere. I'm telling you, you'll make it happier.
If we make it through December, everything's going to be all right.
If we make it through December,
everything's going to be all right.
If I make it through December.
Oh, you guys, you hear that?
What?
Oh, you guys, look. It's Paul Anka and his sleigh. He's going to land on the roof.
Paul Anka landed on the roof.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's coming down! Paul Anka's coming in! There he is right now, he's walking back by the red curtain that's all red.
Please share your applause with Joe Lazo.
the air, along with the video that you will find on YouTube. From the start, set my heart to the That was actually great.
Thank you.
All right, this is what we promised you, ladies and gentlemen. John Wagner is listening to music on headphones. He can hear the music. We can't. He can't even hear me now. To George Carlin, he's going to start singing. Only he hears the music. No, try your hardest. There's no giving up. You do it, you have to commit.
Okay.
Even if you're doing bad, you just there's no bad. You can catch up.
One take,
we're not stopping it. So now he started the song over again. He said they're tuning their guitars. I'm eating popcorn with Eric Olsen. We're listening to it.
Some years ago today, Sergeant Pepper told the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, and they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So let me introduce to you, maybe after all these years, it's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show. We're Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go. We're Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You're such a thrill to be here. It's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience. We'd love to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home. I really want to start the show, but I think you all like to know that the singer's going to sing a song, and you'd like you all to sing along. So let me introduce to you, baby, after all these years, it's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That was
yeah.
Now that's the way you really end a show.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue. That it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now entering Nerdist.com.